Hey, it's Todd. What are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing? You are? You're sitting at your computer and you were about to work and now you're listening to the show. Huh? How did I know that? How did I fucking know that? Huh? A lucky guess? Shut the fuck up. Really? Oh, you're wearing a blue shirt. Two lucky guess. Well, I'm here with Daniel Kino. He's got whooping cough. I think I have a problem with Daniel Kino. I'm going to tell you right in front of him. He doesn't want to hear me talk about any of my theories anymore. Between writing this book with me and hearing me on the podcast, I've exhausted him. You know what I tell him now? I tell him something. I go, hey, Daniel, I was thinking of something. He goes, put it in the book.
Tell me more about the whooping cough.
Whooping cough. Hey, Daniel, really loud. Come here for 1 second. You're going to tell this because I liked it. We're not going to get into a big, deep conversation, but come over here.
What?
Just real quick on the opening. What did Bill Maher say? Because I just love it. It's quick, and it's. I love when something is so clean and simple and just says something. What did he say about the Boy Scouts of...
He just said in general.
Say it.
The older religious conservative establishment when they speak out against gay people and some of these social issues of the day, what they're doing is they're damaging their quote-unquote brand because young people now know gay people, and they're fine with them.
Yeah, they hang out with them.
So it's actually hurting them, hurting organized religion more than it's promoting it.
Well, you said it's hurting organized religion. Didn't he say it's hurting organized religion more than it's hurting, damaging
the, yes, the you know,
the institution they're shitting on.
Right.
So whether they have whatever they have a problem with, whether it's, you know, in this case it's gay kids and the Boy Scouts, you're not hurting the Boy Scouts. You're hurting your own institution. I don't know if they know that. I don't know if young kids today are just getting smarter and smarter. And believe me, all they hear is that they go. It's not like they don't have those gay people around. It's sort of like you know what Daniel said when they say stuff like that. I said this wasn't going to get into a long conversation, and it's not. The more the years flip, the more it looks like they're. You look at them when they say stuff like that. The young people today. By the way, there's old people that are brilliant, too. I've said that a million times. But I mean, it's for young people, it's just second nature. When they say that, it looks like somebody's looking at them like they took a shit in the middle of the mall. You just go, what are you, what? What? And the scary part I've noticed, and I'm not at this point yet, and I wish I was, I still argue it. I still try to get into a discussion. Young people write you off as someone that's mentally insane running around. Now, those people I can write off. If someone came up to me on the street and ran behind a dumpster and went, there's a living marshmallow eating my feet. I don't go, well, wait a second, there's no marshmallow, and I don't, you know what I'm basically saying. I have the ability to go, okay, that's a person that has a problem, and I write them off. They don't even get me upset. I have more empathy, and I look at them like, oh, that's how younger people today are looking at people when they say stuff like that. That's so outdated. They scrunch up their faces. They're listening to the TV, and they're like, what? So, anyway, there's that. And this was a really fun show today. Had the band in there, and I hope they can come every week because it was a lot of fun. So anyway, enjoy the show. I think that's it. Oh, by the way, I'm not a big book reader, so I don't want to lie, but there's a book called, what's it called, that our friend Steve wrote? I got interviewed by Men's Health a while back, and a guy that works for Men's Health now used to work for the Playboy Mansion. And the book is called...
My Penthouse.
My Penthouse Past. And he was really nice to me, and I just wanted to... There's a lot of interesting stories in there about his years of working there, and I wanted to just give him a little shout out, as they say in the business. My Penthouse passed. My Penthouse passed. I can't even do an in-house ad. By the way, I was going to do an in-house ad for this. Well, I don't even want to say it. We'll talk about it next week. I decided not to do it. I went to do it, and then I was like, I don't even, not only do I not believe in this, I hated it. Oh, Jesus, do you hear Ursula over there snoring? Every time I start doing the opening to the show, she starts snoring. You don't think that means anything, do you? All righty. Enjoy the show. I feel like as soon as I'm done, this is going to be other stuff I wanted to say. But it's okay. Have fun. Enjoy the show. I'll see you next week. Katie, roll in that thing.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
If you don't fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again, because we're
It's exciting.
Done. The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd, hey, it's Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan. Again. If you don't want me to do the podcast, just, I don't know, let me know that.
It's exciting. God damn it, every week. It's crazy.
The guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show.
Shut
the fuck up. What do I fucking need to do?
His very funny podcast, The Todd Glass Show, can be found at Nerdist.com. Please welcome Todd Glass.
From the beautiful Las Vegas Strip.
Oh, Jesus.
High atop Black Horse Motors.
Oh, fuck.
It's The Todd Glass Show.
Fade it out. I am so excited today. First of all, our guest Andy Dick is not even here yet. He called. He said he was in the mood for lemonade, and he had to pull off the highway. That's just, remind me to tell that story when he's here. It has to do with some truth. But Troy is here, and he's my friend Troy Conrad, and we'll talk about the set list. I know it's going crazy all over the universe. Anyway, young Jake Adams is here. Andrew is here. Furtado, who started this whole thing.
Yay, hi.
All right, please.
All right.
I didn't know you were going to get carried away. I think that's carried away. And then Mikey's here taking pictures, and it's always good to have Mikey LaRue. And then Chris Burden, who has missed less shows than me, which is pretty amazing. But the reason I'm excited, first of all, I'm very happy that Troy's here. Troy's a really good friend of mine who I think next week is just going to be on the show, just us. Because we've known each other a long time, and we have like a billion bits to discuss. But I'm very excited this week. I get excited every week, and you know it. But Tom, I want everyone to get this musical intro. We have a band here tonight. I don't know this. They were playing at the Improv last week, and I fucking love them. They don't always all play together, so they don't. We're going. What's the name? Yell out. What are we going to go with? What do you like? Five guys with instruments, or do you yell out? What do they call you at the Improv?
The VJs.
The VJs. The VJs. Yeah. The VJs. What do you think? VJs or five guys with instruments?
Five guys.
I think you're right. So Tom Martin, you know, I like to.
Who the hell is that?
Gary Goldman wants to know if I liked his David Letterman set. Leave me alone. I'm Regis Philbin. So, Tom, you play it up big. You know, people come in here, they don't know what to expect. Now, you know, because we're going to do it for you in a second, but then when Andy walks in, he's not going to expect this band to fucking go wailing away like they're going to be able to do. And then my friend Rob's coming by. He's not even a comedian. He'll just probably shit in his pants. It's Ursula's owner will be here tonight.
Oh, my God.
But can we say hello, ladies and gentlemen, to Mr. Tom Martin and do something special for him? Come on! Now, well, hold on. We said everything's live. Let's do it again. Let the horns come in a little sooner. You got to come wailing. Matter of fact, if you want to go up to that mic with that one horn, I mean, let's put a little reverb in that motherfucker, and let's fucking do this. Are you ready?
Sure.
Or maybe, are you good? Yeah. Are we all good? Let me see if I can get a little reverb in there. Hold on. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, look who's here. Well, we can do it for somebody else. Young Jake Adams is here, everybody. Come on. love cutting them off. I mean, you know what I mean? It's fun. By the way, you know the hits we do? These are real hits now. Watch this. I don't even have to do it. What a night this has been. What a mood I am in. What the fuck was that? What a mood I am in. There you go. I'm very excited. How about a nice round of applause for Five Guys with Instruments? Let's do it right here. Look, I'm going to go through this right now because at the end of the show, I don't want to think I forgot. So this is normally... No, we'll do it later. I want to go through and introduce everybody in the band, but I'll remember to do it later. So you think Andy Dick is here?
Hi, or close. You just got a text.
No, that was not from him. That was from Gary Goldman.
Oh, that Gary.
Yeah, I looked at the text and I said that. Anyway, so so here we are. It's going to be a fun show. What a night this has been. Oh, Jesus.
I love the way they relaxed for 1 second over in the band, and then Todd started singing, and they grabbed their instruments.
That's what I like. Matter of fact, I want to travel with a... I said this on stage. I want to travel with a... Like a conductor. You know, just... We could have our own Paul Anka moments. You know what I mean? It could be like, you know, there's a Todd Glass thing going around. But Todd seems like a nice guy on that show, but you've heard the thing, right? And then maybe the show... This show would be so big, they'd be playing it on other radio shows. They go, roll this. And yes, this is Todd Glass. We verified it.
The fuck is wrong with you guys? When I say going for a one hit, what are you doing back there? What are you doing, Martin? Martin, who's the band watching? Who's the band watching?
I'm watching you, man.
Well, if they're watching me, what the fuck happens? When I'm yelling at you motherfuckers, you know how to do it? Do it right now. One, two, three. What the fuck happens when there's an audience in here?
Todd.
Every one of you motherfuckers.
Todd, you're overreacting, Todd, really.
Who is this in the bit?
Todd, I'm just saying.
Why is he talking into a mic if it's a bit?
There's a mic here. I'm the
no
producer.
Mic. I want this bit to work, Tom.
No, this
right
is
in real time.
Todd, I'm
if
the
you're
reasonable
my
guy.
Friend, you're not into the mic. You're getting caught. It's not. It doesn't make the bit work.
Todd.
Actually, seriously, to George Carlin, do you see why it doesn't make the bit work?
Yeah, I see why it doesn't work, but
but you didn't seem to want to back away from it.
I'm used to professional television where everything is mic'd.
Yeah, but this wouldn't be here. This would be catching. Like,
I know.
Why would all of a sudden when Paul Anka... Go back and...
There happened to be a mic,
I will
one
fucking
hot mic.
Stop this show.
Listen,
right now.
Todd.
Yes.
Now you're that dick you were pretending to be.
No,
I wanted to set you off. I should have gotten away from the mic.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to like be the voice of reason. Take it up enough.
If you wanted to be the voice of reason...
when somebody interferes with someone who's off like that, it just makes them madder.
Well, yeah, but that's what I was saying. All you have to do is move away from the mic real quick. And then it's catching maybe the road manager who's got these guys. There's somebody on the tour that's got these... has their back.
Right.
And he tries to come in and calm me down a little. But he wouldn't be... It wouldn't be all of a sudden. It wouldn't be like, I'm over here. Here's what it sounded like.
You guys go out there when I fucking play. That's the way we fucking do it.
Todd, hi. I decided to come in when you were very angry and yelling at the band and talk to you over a PA system in a bit.
I thought it worked, but we could do it over. Let's start from the beginning.
I can't stop it. It's addicting with the band.
All right, Tom. It's a pleasure to have you here. I know you wouldn't think so by being yelled at.
Good to be here too, Todd.
Are you in a good zone?
I'm in a great zone. I got notes. I got everything. I wrote everyone's name down. I'm going to be friendly. I remember Andrew now.
Well, I'm in a very good mood tonight. Partly because the band's here. Partly because you're here. Andy Dick. You know, it should be fun. It should be fun. I don't know what he's going to do.
I know.
Fuck knows? He's a loose cannon. So I just wanted to start before Andy got here, but I love the...
It would be interesting, a little test for Andy, because I've worked with him on maybe 10 different...
But don't put
projects.
Him under, you know...
But I want to see if he recognizes me.
He won't. I don't think
you
he
don't
will.
Think so?
Well, because I know I wouldn't, and I wish I fucking could. No, I mean, I forget people a lot, and I don't want to. Like, there's nothing like...
No, I wouldn't hold it against him if he did. I would hold it against you if you didn't remember me.
Oh, I would remember you. Sure I would. Tom, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, it's so much fun. I should just hire. What if I just walked into every place I went? Like, if I went to the car wash, when I get out of my car, I hired the band to play. And I go, guys, I'm getting out of the car. Hit it. Hold on. Let's do it again. Hold on. Who says I saunter out of my car? Is that the word? I don't come sauntering out of, you know, saunter. I come out like, so what's it called?
Saunter?
Saunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make it sound like I get out of the car like, and I just lollygag around. I get out of the car like a fucking motherfucker when I'm at the car wash. You guys got to come in like, boom. Hey, guys, I'm getting out of the car. There you go. Live from La Cienega Boulevard, Black Horse Motors. It's the guy who's drinking and he gets to do voiceovers. Live from Black Horse Motors above. I love it.
That would be the hardest part of quitting David Letterman's job is not having a band play for you when you come
out. I know.
You know, because no one ever plays for you anymore.
That imagine sucks. If you were walking out to get your paper in the morning and you open your front door and this played. You're walking out. The minute you open the door. You wave at everybody. How you doing, everybody? All right, look at these fucking idiots going by on their bikes. I'm kidding. They're not idiots. That's why I thought that was funny. They're just driving. They're riding their bikes. They're driving their bikes. They asked me if I had ever been on a horse before. And the first time I went to go horseback riding, and I swear to you, I go, I don't think I've ever driven a horse before. I was not kidding around. They go, well, you probably never have if you're saying driven a horse. Like I get on top. There's a stick a steering wheel in his head. And I want it to be easier for me. That's the type of horse I would go out on. If they put a steering wheel on his head and I could just turn it. You know, not like drill it into his head, but like take a steering wheel and tape it to his head. And then when I turn it this way, the horse goes that way.
Todd, have you ever done a ride-along on a horse? Maybe with a mounted policeman?
No, I've...
Go to answer you.
I did a ride-along, but with the real LAPD last week, but I told the story on the show.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. Let me take a deep breath. Hold on. Everything's just going to be just fine.
Todd, the funniest thing from last podcast is when you said the trolley, you did the trolley jingle, and then you go, I've never heard him swear.
Well, because I just told I like everything to be gentle around the trolley. What's this?
Now, how do you think that's going?
Yeah, that's Daniel Keno last week when I was singing. I want him to hear what it sounds like. Here, play it again.
Now, how do you think that's going?
After I was singing, he goes, now, how do you think that's going? That's really him. Play it again.
Now, how do you think that's going?
Oh, he'd be so jealous if he was here with my new band. Oh, can I get a little bit of bass in the back, Max? I wish Daniel Keno... We're just going to do hits all night. Oh, what if Daniel Keno was here? Fuck him. I guess it sounds professional now, that pile of shit.
You could give him a sauntering musical number.
Yeah, that's how he would play how Daniel would walk out of the car wash. The most feminine music you can play. That's how he gets out of his car at the car wash. Well, actually, that sounds better than me. Sounds like a black guy with a nice hat. Is that wrong? Of course, you don't. What do I ask you for? Jim and Eddie. And they have horrible manners. I had fun doing that show. What?
I don't work on the show anymore.
You don't work on the show anymore?
No.
Never liked those guys. I think what they do is disrespectful and it's rude. Hey, we could do rim shots. You know the ba-dump bumps? Give me the best ba-dump bump. I love it. Hey, I'll tell you, it's all right. The other day, I went to the thing and hey, hallelujah, hi. I'll tell you, my wife, you know, she hit a deer. She said it wasn't her fault. It was in the zoo. I fucked up that joke. I'll tell you, my wife, she hit a deer. She said it wasn't her fault. She beeped. It was in the zoo. I'll tell you, you know. I'll tell you, I used to do drugs. I still do, too, but I used to, too. That's Mitch doing Rodney. All right. Or Rodney doing Mitch, I guess. All right. So I feel amped up, maybe because I had way too much coffee. That's what I do when I have people working at my house. You know, you have some people you hire, like day laborers. You know, towards the end of the day, they get tired. I go, hey, anybody want a coffee? I go get, like, triple shot espressos. Get an extra 4 hours out of them. They're like, wow, I've got a lot of energy left in me. I could paint till 9 at night. It's 50% true. Well, they want the coffee. Maybe I have it made a little stronger than I need to. But you know what? Why not? First of all, I should tell you this so I don't have to edit this out. When I have day laborers, I treat them so fucking nice. Like, I want them... I want to...
When you hire them for massages, right?
I mean, well, that used to be an old joke. They used to go, what if you got a day laborer and you brought him back to the house and you go, I just need a massage. He goes, I'm not giving you a massage. I go, all right, then let's move cinder blocks out of the basement.
Wait. Okay, massage.
Ten blocks an hour. $10 an hour. But, I forget
what
I was going to say.
You're saying you treat them well.
I treat them well. Like when it's time to eat lunch, I like to, you know, put nice food out.
You hire different day laborers to make lunch for the day laborers.
Tom, you're hot. One, two, three, and a... Thank you. Do you guys get nervous every time I do that? Because I don't want you to. Like, in the bit, it's funny, but I feel bad. You know what I'll do? I'll do, like, one of these when I'm getting ready to do it, and no one will know. Like, let's try it again. Like, no one will know. So anyway, I'm talking to Tom, and then this happened.
You hire different day laborers to make lunch for those day laborers.
I'll tell you what, Tom, you still got it. Fuck. That's it, guys. Quit your jobs. We're going on the road. How much fun would it be with a tour bus? Here's what I would do. Probably at 4 in the morning, I'd wake them all up at 4 in the morning. I'll give you an extra $200 each if you just... Everybody wants to hear you play.
If we're going on a tour bus, we're not going to be in bed at 4 a.m.
We'll be up.
Yeah.
Coked up. Pussy everywhere. Picture us just sucking pussy. Oh, shit. Don't take a picture while I'm talking about sucking pussy. Like, what did I just say? All right, these guys are like, very professional show. This is a cold opening, and I will not be judged. Actually, they're the good laughers, these guys.
Yeah, it's a good vibe today.
I like it. Yeah. Usually, by the way, when you're playing at the Improv and you guys are all behind us, a lot of times I'm not crazy about having a band behind me because they don't laugh in the audience. But with you guys, you laugh. So it's very natural. If you think something's funny, you laugh. If you don't, it doesn't seem forced, but it's very helpful. It actually... It teaches the audience, hey, see what these guys are doing behind me? You fucking copy what they're doing. I don't know why I have such an aggressive attitude. I'll tell you why I do. Because it's the new Todd Glass. Thank you. Chris, would you like to say anything?
No.
You look great.
Thanks.
What are you using a new product in your hair?
Yeah.
Raspberry facial? All right. So... We are going to take a break because I want to let me play Andy in real time and really let the band, you know, go nuts. And it's going to be a fun show today. I have so few notes today, so I'm hoping we figure out stuff to talk to. I think Andy will be fun to talk to, and then we'll go from there. Is that good, Tom?
Yeah, that's good. I have a couple things, too, if we're reaching for some. I have recordings from us driving up to Arrowhead in the snow. I'll have to give that to Chris and see if we can play it over.
Oh, where do you have it on the phone?
Yeah, I have it on my phone. It's sometimes long and boring because we were carefully driving like we might die, and then
the fog was so bad there were two times in my life where I've been that nervous driving. I grew up in Philadelphia, and I'm actually a pretty good driver in the snow. I know what to do. You go slow, you take it easy, and you drive. You know, you just drive, and if you don't go crazy, I'm very good in the snow. And I parallel park pretty good, too, I'll tell you that. Best parallel parker in the fucking L.A. area. Thank you. It's working. But it was so dense up there, you could not see.
Yeah, there was literally zero
visibility. And then, in the beginning, it was zero visibility, but at least the yellow line in the middle of the road was what I had. And then I lost that.
Right.
And then I remember one time just, how long, you think we should play that now?
If you want.
Can you just play it into the phone?
Yeah, but it's probably too much boring.
Here's what we'll do. Let's take a break, and then we'll play it. We'll play it during a break, and then we'll talk about it later. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what we're gonna do. Let's find something on the. What do you want to do? We'll find something on the board to take a break to because it'll be easier, and then we'll come back. And what do we have here? We have. Play day and night on the PA.
The repetitive part?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, play it on the PA. I want to hear something.
Day and night, night and day and night, day and night.
Did you ever hear this?
Night and day and night.
Pause it out for 1 second. Did you ever hear this? It's a band, and the guy got really, it's a Frank Sinatra one night when he was senile, and he, this, play it.
Day and night, night.
Last performance.
Night.
That was his last performance. All right, I keep saying we're going to... Could you do that song? Could we do that song? Day and... No, I can't. It's hard to sing. I'm just figuring it out.
But you're getting so much better.
Oh, I want it so bad. You know the only thing I won't do to make me sing better?
Cut your balls off?
Take music lessons. It's the only thing I won't do. A woman, a nice woman, and I'm forgetting her name now. I still have her phone, her number in my phone, called me and said, I'll come in. I'll give you singing lessons. But I asked her. I go, are there like tricks? You know, I thought there'd be a few tricks, you know. She goes, well, not really tricks. And that's when I got turned off. You know, I was like, all right. I thought she was going to teach me how, like, you know, when you can't hit the note, you do, like, you know, when they can't hit the note into it, they go, my way. Tricks like that. That's what I want. I need tricks. You know what I mean? Like, if I need something like, what a night this has been. Those tricks. That's where you just know, it sounds like you know what you're doing. Tom Martin is my friend.
Wait, what was that? Hey, yeah, you guys.
I didn't
that.
Do a hard one. I'm getting carried away. This is the opening of the show.
We had the somebody brought in a recording of his lessons, his music lessons. You remember?
Oh, Henry Phillips.
Yeah, Henry Phillips brought in a quarter.
That wouldn't help me. Me. I could go me to now to the fucking cows come home, and it's not going to help me.
But the point is, that was the top music. Teacher, supposedly, voice teacher.
He didn't know what he was doing. There's a lot of people that don't. Look how many comedians don't know what the fuck they're doing, right? So, and when you go out to see musicians, you have an ear for that. You can spot, you know, that bass player isn't fucking even playing with the band, right? I wouldn't hear it, but as musicians, you hear it. Well, as comedians, we hear comedians. That music teacher that Henry Phillips, what's he having to do? Red, yellow, leather, red, yellow. That guy could have been a fucking maniac. In the music business, he could be laughed at. Hey, what about the red, yellow, leather guy? Fucking, he doesn't know what the fuck he was doing. That guy finally lost his license. Red, yellow, leather, yellow, red, leather, yellow, leather, red, yellow, leather, and then I try to go my way. It's still not happening. Red, yellow, leather, yellow, red, leather, yellow, leather, red, yellow, leather, red, yellow, leather, leather, leather. Regrets, I've had a few. Maybe.
Oh my God, it worked.
Shut the fuck up. My kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. People who... I'm sorry, guys. It's horrible to do this to you. It's not fair. Oh, really? I guess, if you want.
Will you sing one song?
I gave them all an extra $100 halfway through the show to beg me. I go, guys, but nobody on the crew wants to hear me sing anymore. If you could just midway through go, come on, Todd, please, for the tornado victims. All right. So we'll take a break. I will try to do a song with this band. I have an idea. So how about if we go to break, just take a hard break. We'll come back in. No, go to break with, you. What do you, how about you play that? This is right here.
High Hopes.
Yeah.
Just what makes a little old man think he'll move.
We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show and Five Guys with Instruments. Martin, Kerry, Max, Frank, and Mike.
But he's got
guy sounds like he's got funny shoes, if you know what I'm talking about. All right, there you go.
So anytime you're getting low, instead of letting go, just remember that and whoops.
I like it. I hear them talking in the band. They're talking about a 1-6-5 count. It's a very, you know what? I like hearing the band talk. Hold on, guys. Let me act like I know what I'm doing. You know, like I'll like take some of your verbiage. Oh, look you. Hey, guys, give me a 1-6-5 band count. I hear bits and pieces of what they say. What did I really hear you say to him? Nice and loud, say it. You say, we'll come in with a what?
1-6-2-5.
1-6-2-5. So if I want a band to think I know what I'm talking about, I just go up. How about, you know, I'm kidding, by the way. I know this would not work. But I'm like at some place next week. I go, come in with a 1-6-2-5. They're like, what the fuck's that mean? I got that fucking Martin on drums. I knew he'd fucked me, sent me in the wrong direction. We're back. Is this a 1-6-2-5? I like it. Can you give me a 1-6-2-4, or is that the same thing, basically? Can you give a 1-6-2-4? You know I'm just shitting around. I have no idea what that means. Oh, my God, they thought I meant something. That means I must be professional. I wonder if I can sing, finally. Finally, look, this is just pure gold, what I give everybody every week. I want a little respect. Troy, I want you to put your phone away.
That's a notepad.
Well, I don't know. Whatever, you had a notepad or you're chewing gum. You're doing something disrespectful.
Gum is now wrong?
Well, gum is wrong because you know what it says? Oh, I'm enjoying my gum so much, I shouldn't swallow it.
It's like, I'm not enjoyable enough. You know what I hope? I hope you're fucking a girl one day and you look up and she's chewing gum. Yeah, I hope you look up and one day you're fucking a girl and she's chewing gum. Let's do a hold. I think that one deserves a hold. These guys know what I mean. This is, hey, by the way, don't be jealous. This is musician talk. When I go, it needs a hold. You're probably wondering, how do they fucking know what Todd means? Watch this. One day, I hope you're fucking your girlfriend. You look up and she's chewing gum. That's right. That's because, well, we connect.
Oh, I get it. The hold meant for them to keep playing.
Right. Right. Tom.
That's code.
Andy Dick just called. He's running a few minutes late, which means he should be in here about an hour. It's good to see he's changed. I don't want to be the guy that throws him under the bus. I love Andy Dick. And not to give him a half pay. I want to save my compliment for when he's here. Guys, if you want me to do a song. Guys, are you serious? Do you want me to do a song? No, guys, honest. Do you want me to do it?
No.
If you want me to do it, I don't give a shit.
No. No way. Please don't.
All right, hold on. Let me go around the room before Andy Dick gets here. He's going to sing a song. Maybe somebody else wants me to sing. Jake, do you want me to sing?
No.
All right, geez, fucking relax, you greedy fuck. You come in here and suck down all the beers. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude. Just sometimes my memory goes. And I don't care. Whatever you guys want, it's what I want. Did you guys want me to sing or not? I feel like Max does. Am I wrong? Reading you wrong? Because I don't know you that well.
You're very wrong.
Oh, you don't have to be rude. I feel like, you know what? I mean, seriously, Blake, Andy Dick is almost here. And I just, if you want me to sing, I'll totally do it. Troy, and I can count on you. I do not need someone to come along now and say, oh, yeah, I want you to sing when you really don't. I only want to do it if it's a favor. Do you want me to sing?
You know what? I could go either way, but I would say definitely not.
Doesn't sound like he's going either way. Well, I'm not going to sing then. You think I'm? Oh, Mikey, did you want me to sing?
No.
You sure? I can see it in your eyes a little. Is there some? What do I see?
You see a no.
I think the band really wants.
You didn't ask me, Todd.
Oh, Tom, what song do you want?
I'd prefer you didn't sing.
I don't know what. I took a look. No. Stop it. I don't like it. Can you put on When You Walk? It's embarrassing. And you guys should know better to come in that late. I try to play. That'd be a funny bit. Oh, you have reverb over there.
I was playing.
That'd be a funny bit. You make these horrific musical choice. You know, you don't hit notes. There's no way it's the band's fault, and you yell at them. What the fuck? Why can't I hit a note out there? Why can't I hit a note? Just defend yourselves like you would in real life. Like, Todd, we're not that. Why the fuck? Let me tell you something on the bass. Why can't I hit a fucking note? What's wrong?
Todd, we were right there at the top.
No, why can't I hit it?
I can't tell you that.
You can't tell me?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 motherfuckers every week travel together.
Todd.
But not one
Todd.
Of you fucking monkeys can tell me why I can't hit a note. Max, Tom, how long you been? Hold on. I know you got their back, but I'm the fucking boss.
You're overreacting. I'm just saying you're overreacting.
I'm overreacting,
yeah,
Tom?
I mean, just it'll blow over.
What's the bass player's name? Max, right?
Yeah.
How long you been playing bass?
7 years.
Then why the fuck can I hit a note? Why?
Not practicing your shit, Tom.
Oh, I'm not practicing my shit. Does your fucking check bounce? You fucking pill popping motherfucker! Yeah, good. Now release this if you're taping it, and let your wife hear that you're as addicted to Xanax with fucking Mikey over here every fucking night. Let me ask you a question, Mike. Right?
Yeah.
Mike with the trumpet. Mike.
Frank.
How long you been with me?
About an hour.
You've been playing. For the bit, we'd like him to say it's been a little longer. They're all good. Hold on. And don't take a fucking baby shit in your pants, Frank. I just lapsed on your name for a fucking second. And let me ask you a question. Why can't I hit the notes? Why can't I sing? I'm tone deaf. And that's my fault, I would imagine, you fucking pile of shit.
every fucking week I go out on that stage and I can't sing. I can't sing. And not one of you motherfuckers knows why.
That's a great bit. I can tell now.
It's good.
See, we're here, but then when you re-listen to it later, which I do occasionally. All right. Tom?
Yes.
We're going to take a break because
mm-hmm.
I know the band's tired. Here's them after the show. I didn't know we were going to be like starring in it. I mean, we need to get a little extra money. I mean, all the bits were based around us.
They are carrying the show.
They are carrying the show.
I just love, they're going to be exhausted by the end of the day because there's no downtime.
These guys are all in the military.
I can
That's
tell.
The best part
they're
about
it. They're in the military band.
They're in the military band, so they don't get tired. You could say, I'm sorry, I need you to play for 2 days straight. They just do it like military people. I have no idea. You know what? If the show, what are you doing? Oh, my God. Are you turning into Katie? Oops. No, are you turning into Katie?
No.
Then what are you doing?
Sorry, I got distracted.
All right. Remember what I talked about?
I don't.
You do.
No, but I don't think that relates at all.
Yes, it does. Because you went off to another place without realizing it.
I think the listeners may not realize it, but Chris has one of those telephones that has a typewriter on it and allows him to communicate.
No, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. It's not a big deal, except when you do this, where you try to find a reason it wasn't it. All you needed was to be like said, like, hey, because I drifted off. Just like when I drift off, and God knows I do that enough. Right?
Sure.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to be upset now.
No, I didn't drift off. I was texting.
Sorry. About the show, Todd. He was buying you a birthday cake.
Yeah.
I hope you're happy.
Are you serious?
Yes.
My birthday's not till December 16th.
You don't think he doesn't know that? Do you know how busy
a
cake week
now.
It is, December 16th, with the holidays? You got to order your cake now. He's texting.
I feel
ordering
bad.
Ordering your cake. And what do? You bite his head off. I hope you're happy.
Will you accept my apology?
Sure.
Were you really ordering me a cake?
I was.
You swear to God?
I swear.
I feel stupid.
And for you know what else?
I don't want to be overly dramatic.
How do you make it up to Chris? I mean, is it even possible?
If this was a show, I'd be walking down the street kicking a stone right now. My best friend in the whole world ordering me a cake. I'd kick the stone again.
Flashbacks of your favorite times together.
Favorite times and playing the jingles when he was supposed to, and I'm kicking a stone and... You know what happened? Just when I'm kicking a stone, I go, I think I lost my best friend in the entire world. I trip and fall. And a car drives by and throws a balloon at my head.
But guess who stops and picks you up out of the gutter?
It was Chris. He threw a water balloon at me. When somebody doesn't think, I fade it out. All right.
I could see in the flashback.
What's wrong?
He faded it out live.
That was great. Do that again, what you just did. Because I always forget. It's always hard to fade shit out.
That was great.
Right, here we go. Play. Fade it out. Fade. You know, they used to sing songs until the end and they would fade them. Like, they would just go, don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much. Is that was a style to just keep singing the last word softer and softer and softer? By the way, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Why would I lie about a thing like this? I've got the number one podcasters by the Podcasters Association of America. And now I've got laryngitis. All for this audience. You good?
Yeah.
What is that called? The zip drive?
Yes.
All right. Let's take a break. Andy Dick will be here. Let's go out. Let's have the quickest break ever. Four hits in a row, and then we're back from the break. Can you do like four, bump, 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 and then hold the last one and go out? You ready? This is going to be the quickest break we ever took. Go ahead. All right. The four-hit wonders. They do those four. They do those hits now. They're getting... It's very interesting. Like they just changed it around a little bit. Do the four again, but go up like you did just now. Spaghetti. I'd be the worst jingle writer in the world. I would just use the hits every time until they go, no one uses his
Styles anymore. Okay, I got it. I brought it in for you. Guys, this is a new ad campaign for your product. Reese's Cups. Nothing? Maybe afterwards. All right, that's not really the best bit in the world. You had another bit you were giving me while we were on break, you could say, our quick break, four hits. What was the bit again? Oh, yeah, I bring Troy, by the way, Troy Conrad, producer and star, I give all your credits wrong, of the backbone of Setlist, the show that's sweeping the nation. It's a fun show to do. We'll talk about it later. It is a fun show to do, though. Troy said, what if you could go shoplifting if you just brought around a band everywhere you went? You know what I mean? Like, just so, like, so you're, so I sort of get it. You didn't even finish it. That's all you had to say to inspire me. So here's how I took it. Ready? Like, me, I'm starting to take stuff off the shelves. You guys come in really, like, really. Okay, ready? Just say, excuse me, sir, I'm store security.
Excuse me.
Wait till he accuses me, and then I'll, like, you. Okay, so these guys travel with me. I shoplift, and then security comes over, and just address yourself as security.
Excuse me, sir. I'm security.
Hey, guys, hit it!
Oh, this is nice.
And I just start dancing. I just start dancing. I don't even run away. I go, sir, I'm store security. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm just dancing.
Excuse me, sir. I'm security. I saw you shop.
Wait, the song's over.
I'm sorry, sir. I saw you shoplifting, and I need to.
Just give me 1 second. I don't want to hurt the band's feeling. Let them finish.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way, sir. I don't think you understand.
Excuse me, don't be disrespectful. These are musicians. They're paid musicians. Let me just dance around. Hold on, I'm going to take my pants off.
No, you can't do that here, sir. I'm sorry, you can't just take your... Sir, put your pants back on. I'd appreciate it.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
You have to put your pants back on first,
okay,
sir,
put
and
my
then...
pants on.
I'm sorry, I caught you shoplifting a minute ago, and I just...
Come on. Sorry, I gotta go. I'm my band. I can't go without the band. You could do that for so much. What the fuck was that?
That was your pants zipping up.
Oh my god, I can't afford to laugh. My throat. Okay, hold on. Let's take a break. No, no. Can you go let him in? Okay, go let him in. Are you ready?
We'll leave it all
if you
in.
Want
it's
to play, Andy Dick, let's play him in with something nice, everybody.
Oh,
come on. Everybody. There we go. How about a ham five guys with instruments, everybody?
Incredible.
Martin, Carrie, Max, Frank, and Mike.
In fucking credible.
I love it. I wish we could do that again. It was so much fun. Do you mind? Would that be
rude? Let's do it one more time.
I was so excited. I bought this thing. The other day I was walking through the Grove.
Yeah.
And I knew you were going to be on the show.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, while we were playing Andy on, I bought this. Where is it? It's a gun. And it blows bubbles. It's like you pull the trigger and it blows endless.
Oh, that's, you saw that and you thought of me.
I saw that.
Is that what it is?
Well, I knew you were coming. I just got laryngitis from yelling. And hello,
oh,
nice to meet you.
No. Oh, and you're shaking
What's
his
your
hand.
Name?
You just touched him. He just said he has laryngitis.
Oh, that's okay.
I recoil.
Oh, no. Laryngitis isn't
contagious. Oh, you're right. That's just like scratchy throat.
Yeah, yeah.
Itis
yeah.
just means irritation.
Right. I was just screaming. So anyway, I was walking through the
car. I have AIDS-itis. So.
Guys, go ahead. Give
Hit
us
it!
Something. You know what?
Cut it. Let's
I thought about something for that when he said that it would probably be better we played one of these. Go ahead. There you go. I like that.
Well, where did you download that?
I had it made yesterday.
I need one of those.
Well,
on
give it, show them the other one. I like that one too. The other one. Oh no, no, the other, the thing that Lynn did. That voice you hear. Okay, so can I play you? So anyway, I was walking through the Grove,
yeah.
The bubbles, and I saw the bubbles, and I went, I gotta pull the, I hid these bubbles from everybody here. You know how hard it was? They're all over. Every time I come in, they want to know if I have bubbles. Right, I'm a little.
I know, I can smell it. You hotbox this place, and I'm sober.
I know.
But that's okay.
Let's not. I was
going to
reintroduce
you. A little
contact
high wouldn't.
No, no, it's not good.
You're not allowed
you.
To talk about it.
So, Andy. I don't.
You, other people can know that you're high, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
just, you never know. I mean, I have to hide it or not hide it, but now I'm completely stone cold sober. It's been
a while. How long?
I don't like to give exact dates anymore.
Okay.
Because you never, you know, when will this air? And then somebody said, I just heard you on Todd Glass, but I'm at a bar drinking.
Right.
Because this, they could have heard this a year from now.
I get it.
When I do plan on drinking. No. You know, I don't know what's going on.
So these bubbles. I wanted to reintroduce you. Can I reintroduce you?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, to the
show. Yes.
Listening. Sure, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you kidding me? In studio, nice round of applause. Andy Dick, everybody. Come on. All right. Well, Andy, look, I don't usually do this, but I've known you
20 years.
20 years,
mm-hmm.
And you know, you. I'll tell. I hope this is okay to say.
You can say
you know,
anything.
You know,
you know me.
You have everything. Your reputation.
I
is
know
its reputation.
It.
It's its reputation.
I googled it this morning.
But I've always
it's still bad.
But my memory of you. Now you might go. Oh, comedians. I was always fine with. Was always being as crazy as you were in the other areas. Mm-hmm. Super fucking nice.
Yeah.
Always funny.
Yeah.
And always respectful of other people. Like,
yes.
you always gave out kind words. So mm-hmm. in that area, that's why I always really
yeah.
liked you.
Yeah.
Because you were very supportive. I remember, yeah. and you don't know why, because we didn't hang out a lot, but I always remember you being pretty supportive.
Mm-hmm.
I like people that are fucking funny, but mm-hmm. also able to laugh at somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you.
Yep.
You can be funny, but you also can be mm-hmm. the straight person for
yep.
someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So I like you.
Right. Thank you. That is so sweet. When I came in here and I saw all this, I heard the band when I was coming up the stairs. By the way, this whole setup you have, if you don't get a TV show by the end of this podcast we're doing right now, I'll eat my hat.
Can I tell you what happened, though?
What?
You'll leave your what?
I'll eat my hat.
Maybe.
It's a phrase. It's like an old
maybe
phrase.
Maybe he deserves a little something for that.
I'll eat my hat. Nobody heard that? Thank you.
Let me try it again.
I'll say it.
Okay,
if
right.
you don't get a real live actual television program.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
Okay.
Could we give him some reverb and do this professionally? And a little bass line in the
yeah.
back.
Come on. Be creative. Don't get yeah,
boom,
hang
boom,
on.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Todd Glass, I've known you for 20 some years. If you don't get a legitimate real live television program by the end of this podcast, I will eat my hat.
All right, that's good. You know what? I did sell the show to Comedy Central.
Yeah,
but
what happened?
But I did just like 2 months ago.
Oh, then.
But it's not this.
Then it happened.
But it's not this.
I was right, and I don't have to eat that hat. Would probably not be so good.
But it's not this. You know, they did shoot this, and we finally edited it down to 22 minutes, but we did it like a month and a half ago. But mm-hmm. you know what happened
what?
After I shot it? Now, I'm not saying I'm opposed to doing it.
Yeah.
I thought, so I don't, it's not like I'm going to have to eat my words if later mm-hmm. we figure out a new way to do it or whatever, but that thing we did for 22 minutes, I'm not
yeah.
telling you this, I'm just telling the listener.
Yeah.
We are gonna put it up. It's edited
yeah.
finally. But after I started watching the footage, I thought it took away a lot of the theater of the mind that I think is so special about this. That people
I get
are,
that. I totally get that, yeah.
And I thought, unless I figure out a way around that, which I probably will, and certain podcasts that they videotape are certainly interesting, but for me, I thought, something about people imagining everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like their minds are just,
That's why, isn't that why books are always usually better? Not always.
Yes.
Because
you're right.
The mind can paint such a fucking picture that it's hard.
Yep, you're very right. I think about this because I've done a podcast, and when I put some concentration into my podcast, I went right up to number two. It was Adam Carolla, and then mine. It was the shit show. I don't know if you even know about it.
Mm-mm.
But then I stopped, and you know, I wasn't getting paid, and I don't care really. And it's like that. And now I want to start it back up, but then I think. All these people now, that's what I asked. I put this suit on because I assume everybody is filming their shit now.
No, I don't.
Listening, there is a full five man band with horns and a drummer and an electric guitar and a bass.
The bass guy is stuffed to make the band look fuller. He's not real. Look at him. He doesn't move. No. Take a look. No one's noticed. Look at the bass player. Look, he does not move.
Oh, my God. He's from Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, he moves his hand a little. I wanted him to freeze.
He's the honey bear from Chuck E. Cheese. And they're in front of a red curtain, and it's legit.
Hey, Andy, if you need to borrow
television.
Money, you're starting to say the right thing.
I don't.
It's everything I want to hear.
I finally don't need to borrow money.
Yes.
Catch me last
okay.
year.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid. Sometimes I like to ask, like when I had the guys from Super Troopers on.
Yeah.
I go, I don't want to ask them questions that they ask.
Broken Lizard.
Yeah,
I remember them.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're funny.
They are, and they're nice too.
What were you going to ask them that you didn't?
I did. I asked them everything.
Okay.
But you
can ask me anything. I
want to ask Dancing on the Star stuff.
Dancing.
Now look,
not on the stars. Jesus.
Dancing. dancing with the stars.
Yeah.
I am not a destination TV watcher. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go home to watch anything. But if certain shows are on and I will flip, I will watch them. I watch The Voice. If I'm on and The Voice is on, I will stop there and watch it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when I know people on Dancing on the Stars. Yeah, I will watch it. And it's always made me think, and was there ever a point when you thought there's no, even the worst dancer on that show is still fucking pretty good? If you were at a wedding, and even if you got kicked off week one, that's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Did you think you had it in you at all to do that?
No, I told everybody, if I make it past the first fucking dance, I have a shot at that trophy. It was like all or nothing. If I can make it past that first dance, which I did, I tasted blood. It was all about that first dance. That first dance, 27 million people watching live, watching me do something I don't do. And
how much rehearsal went into
So much. Six to 12 hours a day.
And let me ask you this.
Like, I didn't have a life.
Did you...
Now I'm in incredible shape.
Yeah, I saw you the other day. I thought you looked great.
Did I show you my abs? That's what I just do that all
the
time.
We can do that later if you want. Want to put some music on? Look at that.
Damn.
He's 68.
I'm getting there.
When did you, the first week when you danced and they all gave their opinions, was it overwhelmingly like...
No, I don't give a fucking shit. You must not have seen that because...
I don't see...
They crapped on me. They raked me across the coals.
But you went...
And I was laughing.
How far did you go?
Because they said... You know, people in America, from Kimmel in his opening monologue or Letterman or Howard Stern, and that's just like the people with microphones, let alone newspapers or just people passing me on the street, when they say things like, you goddamn drug-riddled, pole-smoking faggot, die, to the judges on Dancing with the Stars saying, you're a little stiff. Of course I don't fucking care. I'm like, thank you, I agree.
How far did you go?
7
That's
weeks
what I mean. So the
out
judges,
of 10.
The judges had to say... By the way...
Oh, you know, no. They were bad. They were mean.
But did they ever warm up? Because you were on there for a while.
They finally said, okay. You know what they kept saying? Every week they came up with a new... They were trying to be funny. First it was like... You were like Don Knotts doing the foxtrot. Then it was Woody Allen doing the Viennese waltz.
Oh,
then they got all the way to the, like...
I gotta be honest.
Like,
I wrote some of those. I needed money. They called me.
It was like you looked like Paul. They said Len, the old English guy. He said you look like Paul Lynn doing the rumba. Paul Lynn. No one even knows who that is.
Smells like pussy in here.
Yeah.
I think.
That's yeah. Paul Lynn. That's an old Paul Lynn joke. Smells like pussy. I can kind of do it.
I can't. I just do somebody else doing it.
Me know? Too. I do my friend Barry Saltzman. I don't know if you know him.
I know Barry Saltzman.
I love that guy.
I'm just kidding.
No, I love the guy. He does one line from Paul Lynn. He says it was during Bewitched when... Because he played Uncle Arthur. Everybody's so young nowadays. And he takes his shoes off, and there are pistols on his feet pointing at his face. And he goes, "Sammy, my feet are killing me." That's so stupid.
That was like a delivery then. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure that...
A gay delivery, yeah.
But it was also a female delivery. Well, who was the woman that was on all those shows...
Alice or no, I know who you're talking about.
She was on a lot of those old talk shows too, and she was like Joanne Worley.
Yes.
Joanne Worley.
Yes. Oh. Yes.
So between, I think we might have talked about this before, but between Joanne Worley and Paul Lynn
and Charles Nelson Reilly. Yeah, it was.
That was like the Jerry Seinfeld, you know, when everyone was doing Jerry. Well, that was that era. Oh, they're all gone.
You're right.
Does that make sense what I just said?
Yes. To me.
Like David Tell's delivery was infectious for a lot of comedians, especially a lot of new comedians. And then they grow into their own, a lot of them. By the
and
way,
the Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg, that's that another great one.
Cadence.
Very, and other people.
My son adopted that a little bit.
But you know what?
Then it went away when Mitch died. Well, no.
No, that's okay. What I always say this, the comedians, and I'll admit it on the show that when someone's been doing comedy for 25 years and they don't even try to be good. Yeah, that's the type of comedy I like to watch and make fun of. It's fun just to think this person isn't growing. I never make fun of someone in the early stages of comedy growing. Even a new comedian that sounds like Mitch Hedberg, you never know. You know why? Because I know guys that did that and then they grew into their own. If they don't, they don't. But I don't write them off in the beginning.
Yeah.
A lot of times they eventually find their own voice.
Yeah, they do.
And that happens sometimes.
They do, yeah.
Tell your son to listen to this fucking show.
Yeah.
Basically sending him a shout out.
Yeah.
Oh, he begged me to do that.
No, he would never listen to anything I do.
Really?
He separates himself from me. He does classic stand-up comedy, and I don't know. I was going to say, as you know, but I don't know if you know. I don't do stand-up comedy.
This is like the I'm like a better version of what Mark Maron does.
I was
going to
say.
Me.
I was just going to say.
You beat him with a belt? Guys, take it away. When we come back, we'll find out if Andy Dick beat his son with a belt. We'll be right back. You want to take a break?
Oh, I thought you that wasn't.
No, we were kidding. But let's do that. Let's take a break. Guys, do you mind playing something fun? We'll take a break. We'll be right back. There you go. Five guys with instruments. Martin, Carey, Max, Frank, and Mike.
All righty.
Tom, I like it. So anyway, Andy, this is when I get, you know, when I come back from break, you get very professional, like in the radio business. Mm-hmm. We're back. Our guest is Andy Dick. Of course, you remember him, you know, when they can rip through. Mm-hmm. But that's not the way we do it. You know what I was thinking? Well, we were on break, and then I want to hear more about Dancing with the Stars, genuinely. I used to have a joke in my act where I said, I would really do this. Mm-hmm. If I was a bathroom attendant, I would just have a trumpet. And then I would blow it. I would play it for people for like $5. So like if you had to go to the bathroom really bad, I would just give the guy $5. And just what's a song you can play really like a 15-second riff on there? Something for 10 seconds.
Just play a trumpet song.
Play like something like a so.
I don't know.
By that time, you had enough noise to go to the bathroom. You don't understand.
But the trumpet is so close to your ear, I think it would make...
No, he would just play it into the air.
Scary.
He wouldn't go into the stall with you.
Okay. that's weird. You have so much to say. I always... you and I just shared the stage. I mean, not at the same exact time, but we did Beth Lapidus's Uncabaret.
Yes.
Remember? And I remember thinking, oh my God, you're still so... funny.
Thank you.
And it's
See,
like you're
I told
just
you
riffing.
Motherfuckers.
Well, they obviously think so, or they wouldn't be here. There are so many people in this room right now for people listening.
I want to go
besides the five-person band, there's about 10 other people. Please tell me who these people are. Who's this guy with the computer? who's this guy? He has a microphone like he's your co-host, but he hasn't said a word.
Well, oh, I like it. You know, I like that. I like that you take control.
I'm just curious. What's
no,
going
I will
on.
Tell you. My instinct should go. I want to talk about Last Comic Stand or Dancing with the Stars.
But we can.
But we will.
Okay.
But guess what? This can happen first.
Well, I'm just wondering what's going on. And then there's another guy with another computer, but he has a microphone also.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Okay. Daniel Kino usually hosts most of the time, and then when Daniel doesn't, it's Tom
Martin.
Basically, Tom Martin. You know how bad I am. Tom Martin's. But Tom's
and
my...
I keep track of when Todd forgets things, and I put him back on track. Like, he didn't know my life. We've known each other 23
But we've
years.
Known each other.
I've worked with you many times.
I've known you maybe longer than I've known Todd. Well, I met you on this HBO special that was done like 1990 called Tom Arnold Naked Truth. And you were this fresh young comedian or comic who just moved out here. And I guess Apatow knew you, and he put you in this thing. And this is how long ago it was.
What did I do?
You played a guy who was on a party line. It was like this. There used to be this thing called a party line, and young people would get together and make these phone calls. Mm-hmm. And you were just one of the guys on the party line.
Really?
That's what I remember.
Do you can you get a videotape of that?
Maybe. We should.
Because it would be on videotape.
Yes.
It was that long ago.
Yeah.
You should try to get that.
And then
what else?
Clone High.
I have it right here. Do you want to hear it? The party line?
Yeah.
Hold on. Play a little bit of that.
Hey, you're on the party line.
That's all I have.
Oh, there it was.
That was me.
That was fun stuff.
Gosh, that was me.
You sound different, but similar.
Similar. Still.
Yeah, and then you worked
still
with
nasally.
Him. You worked with him on
Clone High. He played this hilarious teacher that was half human and half sheep. It was an early.
And I did a kind of Don Knotts voice.
Yeah.
Let me see. What was that like?
My name is Mr. Sheepman.
Yeah. So it was kind of that Paul Lynn thing.
Mr. Klaus, let's settle down our hair.
I like it.
That.
And then
you wrote on that?
Yes. And recently on the show called Word Girl, I forget what you did on Word Girl.
I don't know. Now you're mixing me up with David Spade.
You might be. A lot of
like
people
do. They do. Or Tom Green. What is Word Girl?
Word Girl was a kid's cartoon.
I do a lot of cartoons. Yeah. I got fired from a cartoon. I was on a cartoon. I was on Buzz Lightyear with Patrick Warburton and Kevin Farley. And I used to come in high all the time. I would smoke pot like you on your show here. And I would just laugh hysterically.
How dare you?
I would laugh hysterically at Patrick Warburton to the point where I couldn't say my lines. And they just said, Andy, you just have to go and please don't come back.
Oh, that makes me feel horrible.
I didn't mind. I didn't mind at all. It was just a cartoon. I didn't take it seriously. Yeah.
I get too nervous to do those things on high.
High?
I mean, high, too. Yeah, a high, I get too nervous to do them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I never went on a... I don't think I just started...
God,
it doesn't matter. I don't need to talk about it.
Well, I tried. I did every job, all kinds of jobs, especially on stage. I used the stage as my...
As your world?
Lab. Like a lab where I was trying to do alchemy, and the alchemy, is where you try to make gold. You can't do it. You can't make gold, but I would be trying to make comedy gold using street drugs and liquor. And I had every combo. I've tried every single combo. And you know what?
Which works the best? Let me guess. Coke and pot.
Yeah, a good Coke, pot, liquor combo. You have to add a little liquor always because you're almost always in a bar. We're in a bar now. For the viewers or the people listening, I'm sorry. There's a bar behind me. There's Jack Daniels.
You don't need it.
No,
you know what?
There's white wine. There's a little tiny bottle of some kind of... What is this bourbon? Hang on. What is this?
Oh, that's my grandmother's.
What is it really? Hudson Baby Bourbon Whiskey.
I did a show, I don't know a lot about liquor, but I like the bottles, the way they look.
It's so cool looking. Talk about alchemy. It looks like a laboratory.
It's like a cool looking bottle.
Oh, no.
Don't freak out.
This is how it goes.
This is how it starts.
No, Andy, don't do that here.
I'm just going to smell it.
Oops, there. And that's when it all got bad.
Can we do a quick cut to him in an hour?
Don't make a big deal out of it.
No, don't.
I wouldn't. Oh, that's so sweet. See, that's how I know Todd's afraid. He's like, don't. But it was almost like that Willy Wonka, like, no, stop.
I didn't want you to. To tell you the truth, what does that mean?
Well, you know, like when Augustus Gloop. It's like getting into the chocolate river, and he doesn't. Willy Wonka doesn't give a shit if he falls in, but he's like, "Stop, don't."
She bothered me so much.
Who?
When I was little, that girl.
Oh, the purple.
Yeah.
You're thinking
Augustus
of,
Gloop is the big fat chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're thinking of Veruca Salt.
Yeah. Yes. They both bothered me.
Yeah, because they were just snide little bitches. Yeah. Yeah.
They reminded me of my nanny. Mm-hmm. I never had a nanny. Just once I wanted to say that, be sound like a rich kid growing up in Main Line. Oh, my nanny. We used to get fucked up, man. My nanny. By the time I turned 12, I was fucking that shit.
Where did you
grow up? By the time I turned 12, I was fucked. Oh, no. I don't want to play that trolley music around anything dirty. See this music right here? Play it now. Oh, sure. We'll talk to Andy Dick more about Dancing with the Stars. This is, and I swear to God, the trolley for Mr. Rogers, and it's on our show. Yeah. Well, I don't think he needs to show you his abs again. Anyway, it's like, what if it's everything I wanted, but I try to act like it's the trolley? All right, he doesn't need to take his shirt off and do the show without his shirt. You're being ridiculous, and you're going to make him uncomfortable. All right, okay.
No. Oh, my God, that's so gay. I love it.
Edit it out. There'll be nothing gay on this show.
No. Keep it.
Todd loves pussy. Right. Todd loves pussy.
We know.
Listen, so back to dancing.
As long as there's a dick right next to it.
A lot of the people on the show, to be honest with you, are homosexual, so they love this type of stuff.
They are?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them.
There is not one homo in here. I can tell. I can smell him a mile away.
He can say that. Yeah. But
I really can. I'm allowed to say faggot. You fucking faggot.
Well, some people would be.
I'm allowed to. It's like a black person dropping the N-bomb.
But a lot of black.
Lot of black people don't drop the N-bomb.
Well, I want to. But I don't want to get into too serious a conversation.
Well, just to say N-bomb.
No, but we're in it. No, I don't mind.
I'm curious. What do you mean, black people?
Here's my real feelings about that.
Tell me.
I think there are black people that do use that expression. I get it. But there's also, and I've said this on the show before, I just never said it to you, so I'm repeating it. I think a lot of black people wish that black people would stop using that term.
Yeah.
And I know friends of mine that are black that I've finally asked. I go, why don't I fucking ask my friend Dave's wife, Judy?
Yeah.
I could just say Judy or somebody like that. Yeah. And yeah, agreed. Like, yeah, I get it. People.
Dave's wife, Judy. So Dave is white.
My friend Dave Olson.
Dave is white.
Yeah, Dave's white.
Yeah, because I would say, why didn't you just ask Dave?
Yeah, no, Dave's
white.
So
Dave's wife, Judy.
Yeah, or Sully McCullough, you know? Yeah. He's my go-to black guy that I know. Uh-huh. Anyway.
But why? Yeah,
some will admit that, yeah, they only started doing it to take the sting out of the word, but their first choice would have been that the word was never used in a derogatory way. But it was, and then maybe by saying it, the group of people can take the word back. But I would imagine, just like black people that aren't crazy about black people saying the word nigger, I would imagine that there's gay people that are also on the fence. Like, I know you can because it's coming from you, but I would think maybe it just perpetuates the other people to say it. I don't know.
The thing is, I've been called a faggot so many times that it does not offend me.
I used to say it jokingly when I watched you on TV. I was jealous.
I'm sure you did. I think you did to my face.
To George Carlin, I told you the way I felt. You were always very nice. I liked you, you know.
To George Carlin.
George Carlin means the truth on the show. I don't like to say swear to God, so I just say to George
that's
Carlin.
That's sweet. You knew him, though, a little
bit. I didn't.
You never met him?
I didn't.
Really?
No, I wish I would have. I got to meet Don Rickles, who I really wanted to, and he was so nice. I totally was fulfilled. It was like he did everything I needed him to do. He was so nice and so warm. My friends were going to see him, and I didn't go to the Comedy Magic Club, and I asked a friend of mine that opens for him. I go, I'm curious, you know. I'm not starstruck, I say, but I'm talent struck.
Right.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm fucking talent struck. I see
too.
Someone that I admire. I get nervous.
Me too.
So I would have gotten nervous around him. Yeah. I said, look, when he walks into a room, what's he like? Yeah, and he goes, and the simple little thing, it let me know everything I wanted to know and that I was probably right. He goes, he'd walk into a room and he was standing there and he goes, what's up, cocksuckers? And everybody, and I was like, that's it, making a cup of coffee and what's up, cocksuckers? And I can picture him doing that.
Yeah.
Now he's dead.
Oh, you know who's not dead? Sid Caesar.
Really?
Yeah, he's not dead.
I hope he's, does he?
He's like 100 years. Jeffrey Ross told me that he went up to Sid Caesar's house and it was
fuck, right? I don't know. That's what I heard. I should shut up. We'll take a break. We'll be the guy who gets nervous. We'll take a break. We'll be right back right after this. We'll take a break. I thought they fucked. I didn't know. Should we edit this out? I thought, seriously, did you know, you didn't know Jeff Ross and Sid Caesar fucked? Andy, did you honestly know?
No, I did not know that.
You had no idea.
We could probably get him to fuck. Maybe if we get him to fuck, it's cool.
I like it. I want you to sing a song with this band. Even if we take a break and you have 10 minutes to rehearse, maybe five.
I can do it with no rehearsal.
Did you get any injuries on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes. The thing about Dancing with the Stars, it really was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And
I understand that, by the way. Even though I don't dance, I don't like to dance. First of all, it looks fun to be able to dance good, though.
Not fun. People say, did you have fun on that show? That's the last word I would use.
Okay, let me ask you this now.
Not fun.
Let me ask you this.
Horrifying. It was.
But let me ask you this.
Absolute terror.
But aren't you glad you did it?
Of course. I'm so glad. Yes,
but I have a question. This type of fun. And I might be totally wrong. Now.
The who is that?
Oh, that's a. Who is that?
What is that? That's like crazy.
It's me. Jesus Christ. That's my...
Todd was about to go off and it's his phone.
If you were, maybe, look, I'll ask this question. It doesn't have to be exactly where I'm saying, but you'll get the gist of what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Fun that way. No, I get it. Stomach ache all the way.
Yes.
Too nervous.
I aged. I aged about 5 years.
But you look good, so you're fine.
2 months.
Yeah. But here's my question.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The next time you're at a wedding or somewhere where you were allowed to dance, mm-hmm. then you're just whatever stuck within you, you have
no,
now. You wouldn't.
No.
You'd be fucking great. I'm
going to pull out a classic Viennese waltz. No, because you need to have a partner that knows how to do it. I'd be the only one in the room.
I'd hire somebody.
Maybe like your grandmother might be able to do the foxtrot or something. But they're very technical dances. That was the thing, too. They're all different. It's the 10 ballroom dances that they have in competitive ballroom world dances.
Can I defend myself?
Each one is different.
Can
so
I defend?
One week you're doing a samba. The next week you're doing
watch your mouth.
Jazz. And it was just impossible.
I can't believe
I did it.
Andy, I'm so paranoid. And then once I say it, I think even you will understand. I get it. Most weddings, they don't play the waltz. What the fuck? Who's getting married? 100-year-olds? But I have seen this at weddings, and this is what I meant. Uh-huh. They have people that have a lot of money. My friend Katie, her parents, you know, they're very wealthy. This mm-hmm. is a long time ago. She had literally a 20-piece swing band. Mm-hmm. And they had a DJ also, so they did a lot of current music. But then sometimes they just went into different eras. And there were people that went out on the dance floor when they did swing, and they did their version of it.
Yeah.
So I thought that's when it would be fucking fun, like something yeah. like that. But you say no.
Well, swing's not one of them. Swing is not one of the categories.
That show sucks, and I think they should pull it off the air. And I told you that off the air, and that's why I brought you here. You had a horrible time on that show.
No,
did
no,
anybody
no, no,
molest
no, no.
you
he
on
did.
That show? And don't
no.
lie, that old guy. He looked like
no,
he had a boner
no,
one week.
No, no,
you swear
no.
to God?
No, it was a very awesome time for me. By the way, I loved yes. doing that show, and I thank God I did it. I wanted it to resurrect my career, and it did way more than that. It woke me up as a person.
Yeah, good, because it when I like I said when I saw you, it looked like you were. I thought actually the by the sixth week, I think I saw it the sixth week, and uh-huh. I didn't see when you got eliminated.
Yeah.
I
right.
know the way it is. I was on Last Comic yeah. Standing. You know, we're like in a brotherhood, basically.
Yeah, eliminated. You're right with the word. I keep wanting to say when I got voted off, but we weren't on an island.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody votes you off. It's what you said, eliminated.
The week right. I saw it looked like you were. I go, I think he's trying to. He's having a good time, you know, but. Maybe you put on a game face.
No, during you only dance for a minute and 40 seconds. So for that 1 minute and 40 seconds, it was thrilling. It's like a roller coaster. It was thrilling. Not necessarily fun, but it's kind of like you stop the dance and you're like, now I want to do it again. It'll be better if I do it again, because now I got through it. You know, and it was like that every single week.
I couldn't. I swear to God, I have two fantasies in my career. One, well, my manager sort of started them, hypotheticals. Like, one, they call you to do that show. I go, yeah. Alex, I tell you the truth, I couldn't. Like, I know yeah. you say you can do anything you want to do, but I got to just say, I couldn't do it. I couldn't fucking do that.
No,
it's
yeah.
too, first it of all, is. I have no coordination,
yeah.
and I get how hard it must be. I don't know why. Yeah. I've never danced. I don't like to dance, but I can watch it and go, that's fucking hard.
No, it was hard.
But the other one was a roast, and guess what? Ugh. I do not. I wish. I hope I never have to do a roast. Like,
what you mean to be,
get
to
roasted?
Be, really?
I would be so fucking nervous.
Oh, no, that I would. You could do that, and I could do. I actually did that. Howard Stern did a little roast of me, and that's you could do that. Aren't all of your comic friends? Don't they roast you all
yeah,
the time?
Yeah, no. But when you know it's someone that loves you, I eat it up.
Yeah.
You know, like if some of your comedic friends, yeah. like when Jeff Ross makes fun of me or David yeah. Spade, I fucking yeah. eat that up.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
But
it gets harsh.
If it could be someone that I think doesn't like me, it would crush my soul.
Yeah, or you just don't know them.
Or I don't know them, right. And all. I go, and they, you know what they go to with me a lot, which I guess is a, one last comic standing when they roasted.
What?
It was okay. They go to, because, hey, man, I guess it's a good sign. They go to my age, like I'm 100. You know?
Well,
I
did, how old are you?
47.
So am I.
Yeah.
We're the exact same age.
48.
I'm 47.
Oh, Jesus.
You're 48?
Yeah.
49. Oh. You were on Last Comic Standing.
No, I'm not.
Did you win?
No, I got thrown out the first day.
No.
Yeah.
Was that planned by you?
No, I wanted to be in that house, believe me.
But you were...
I went screaming and yelling.
Last Comic Standing, they live in a house?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
In the beginning, they did. But
you, how could you have been
Tommy
on
Piscatelli Last raped me. I don't like talking about it.
How could you have been on that show when you were already an established comic?
Because everybody said I saw what it did for the careers and the comedians before.
Bent the rules.
And everybody said.
And you
said,
pretended like you're like fresh off the.
Oh, no, they didn't make you pretend. It was like guys that had been doing it short. You just were, whoever you were is who you were. Okay. You know, you didn't have to
you're
like
just Todd
say.
Todd Glass, just still plugging away, folks.
He's in his first month of comedy. He looks.
Anyway, I like to play with that button.
That is.
All right, so listen.
Yeah.
Any injuries, Tom? Did you really want to know, Tom?
My injury. Okay, here's
better be interesting. I swear to fucking God.
I was wondering if you played in sports.
No,
when you sports when you were younger, and if you compare it to a sport in any kind of way.
My son, who's 25, who I told you does stand up comedy.
Yes,
he does sports and he does a lot of basketball. He did rugby, and I made him stop.
Your son's Kyle Dick, Randy Dick, John Dick,
Lucas Dick.
I knew that.
You've met him. You've met him a number of times.
I'm being silly. I can't joke anymore. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm not allowed to joke anymore.
Okay. So he was kind of my coach, the sports guy, because I'd come home and my feet, it was beyond throbbing. Right. It was the weirdest fucking pain. They were swollen. It was like I was a 100-year-old man with whatever that disease is.
Gout?
Where your feet. Yeah, like gout or something. And he would make me soak my feet for 10 minutes in ice water. There's water and ice up to my ankles in two buckets of ice water. Excruciating pain. Have you ever done it? Have you done
it?
No,
yeah.
I couldn't stand 1 second. I put it in and I screamed and he just made me keep him in there. And then put them both in the hot Epsom salt water. Back and forth. I could just do it once, but I did it once a night.
I know this isn't the point of the story, but I swear I'm being genuine. Like, the story sounds like you and your son overall have that's a nice moment. That's like makes me think. I'm envious.
We live together.
I'm envious of any father, son, mother, daughter, daughter, mother
that have
a warmth like that.
Really
that's something
do.
Like you would do for a. That's like something you. That's very nurturing.
It is. We have an surprisingly, we have an amazing relationship because I haven't been the ideal father. You know, I've had. I should be dead. 10 times over, first of all. But
it shows what I think comedians a lot. I'm not rationalizing any like this, the wrongdoing that you feel you did. I'm not rationalizing that, but I am saying this. It's amazing. I notice with comedians and their kids, even the ones that feel they made a lot of mistakes, they have a respect for their children and they might have been, and they were friends with their kids. And that goes a long way.
Yeah.
Like for at the end of the day, when your son looks back to go that you guys were like, did he go to comedy clubs with you when he was younger or anything? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but just sometimes out of necessity because I was watching him. You
right.
know, his mom and I were broken up early on, so I had him. I was a single father a lot of times.
Right.
But what you say, like, we were friends sometimes as opposed to me being a father. And then sometimes he was the father figure if I was just so out of it and he had to take care of me. So it's really not fair to him. But right behind you it says guests Patton Oswalt and Judd Apatow. They're both fathers. Judd Apatow recently told me to clean my act up, clean up my shit, like not to talk about the old Andy. So right every time I say something like, "Oh, I was bad," and I think of him, and it's so weird because in chalk written right behind you says Judd Apatow, almost like he's like, "Andy, what did I tell you?"
Do you know what? I hope I'm.
So I'm trying not to bring up the past because.
I hope
it was really shitty.
I hope I'm able to do what I'm going to say right.
Yes, I told you.
What he's saying, but it sounds like there's a divide. Like what he's saying, it makes total sense.
I agree.
It really does.
I'm trying to do that.
But
not to negate that, but I think you'll know. I think trying it is what you're going to have to do, because obviously you don't want to be unrealistic.
Yeah.
People end up talking about it. But at the end of the day, he's right, because it'll become your past.
Yeah.
I don't like talking about, you know what it's like with me? Maybe I can relate. I'm going to say it now so because it's appropriate. I don't always like talking about my heart attack. I had a heart attack.
I did not know that.
It's okay, but I'm fine now. And I don't like, sometimes even that, I'm like, I know what you mean. It to be in my past.
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's exactly what Judd is talking about, and I'm trying to adopt.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, let's move forward.
Yeah.
The Dancing with the Stars was a landmark, like, new, I'm a pushing 50, so let's say.
That's disgusting. Please don't bring it up on my show. I edit out. We have a very young demographics. Andy Dick. Thank you. You're listening to Andy Dick, Young America. You're listening. Give me that again.
Andy Dick. You're listening to the Young Andy Dick. We'll be back with more of the Todd Glass Show, America.
That sounds like a radio show from the 40s.
I told you this story the other day really quick. From the 40s, that's why we have Pop Rocks.
Yay!
You know what you do? You can. Wasn't there a comedian, Joey Scazzola, that used to put these in his mouth and then act like it's an old movie?
Yeah.
We can't. We have to do that right when we go to a break, because these things won't stop popping.
Oh.
Troy Conrad, he brought balloons once to a camping party I had, and it's a true story. We were all camping. He brought funny balloons, and he wanted everyone to wear them on their head.
It was balloon animals.
He made like 10 of them, and he wanted us to discuss something political around the campfire while wearing balloon animal hats. I fucking love the idea. I got it. You have to commit to it, but if you're really passionate and you're wearing balloon animal hats, somebody walks by, they're like, you know, have you been over to the site next door? They're like having these political discussions, and they're wearing fucking balloon hats. None of my friends would do it. That's the last time I hung out with a lot of those people, because I thought, oh, I'm with sticks in the mud. I got my friend Troy. I didn't throw you under the bus. But then one of the balloons popped, and we thought that we thought something happened. We thought your wife was fucking the shit. I couldn't wrap that up. But I did tell a story one time. But I think this is I like your phonetic. I like your frenetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you'll always
have in common.
Yours is better than mine.
No, it's the same.
It's good.
Cut from the same cloth.
Because I was going to
a burlap sack.
You were producing some things for a while, and we had a meeting with you, and none of my manager had never met you. Nobody had ever met you I had been with. So they asked me what you were like. I told you the other day. I go, oh, Andy's great. I go, but like he's got a frenetic energy. Like in the middle of the meeting, he'll be like, I want pizza. That's the example I used. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the goddamn meeting, I swear to you, my manager goes, did you tell one of those things? Out of nowhere, you go, who's in the mood for lemonade? We're like, my manager looked at me like, are you shitting me? Like, that's exactly what you said he would do. I go, I told you. That's
yeah.
And you sent someone out and they got us lemonade.
Yeah.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was in the mood for lemonade. You're damn right they were. Like, we could have all acted like, oh, I can't believe Andy's offering us lemonade. Did anybody not drink it? No. It was ice cold. You made it good.
Do you remember what that meeting was about?
It was about...
The Andy Dick Show?
No, this was about something I had.
Oh, why didn't we do it?
But, well, because it was called the Andy Dick Show, and you thought I stole it from you. I like how I laugh at my own jokes.
That was good, though.
Hey, can I get a rim shot? You ever see with these guys, like you can... Look, my audience has heard this a million times, but I need you to hear it.
Yes.
Like the old school guys could sing, because it would be like, what a night this has been. What a mood I am in. Oh, this laughter I hear, it's better than being in love. All you got to do is talk.
That.
You just talk with the right band.
And you were just making that up? That's not a real song?
Well, it's a piece from a real song. But works.
Can I try one?
Yes. Can you give him some reverb?
Just in a little bit. The last time you did
it was a little too much. I have to admit. I don't want to throw Chris under the bus, but it was 100% his fault. Tom Martin, you're doing a great job. When you talk, you're great. When you don't talk, you're great. And young Jake Adams, fantastic. Troy, you're wonderful. Mikey, you're great. You just so good. You're so good, Andrew, on the sound every week. You're just wonderful. I'm drawing a blank to your friend's name.
Tim Walsh. You didn't know him. Tim Walsh.
Tim Walsh. Well, I know Tim.
Now you do.
I know Tim Walsh now.
Oh, yeah, take the reverb on when I'm talking.
Yes. Jesus Christ. Very unprofessional.
You are you are slow on the draw.
If Mr. Dick.
Oh, no.
If Mr. Dick.
Shit.
Hey, guys.
I didn't mean to start.
Hold on. Paul Angus.
Sorry, guys. I didn't
know. I learned everything from Paul Angus. When Mr. Dick said to you to turn the echo off, did he ask you to turn the echo off and just answer my question?
I
no.
Just,
You want me to play it back?
No, no.
Why can't?
It's okay. Todd, it's right? Totally fine.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
You're right. You're right.
This is the way I fucking do it. Mort. What?
My name's not
Max. Okay, Max. Don't be fucking disrespectful.
Meanwhile, I'm forgetting his name.
Let me ask you a question. Why does Andrew not listen to Mr. Dick and turn the reverb off? Why?
He's not paying attention.
And I told you before, I don't want answers. I want solutions. Martin, how old are you, Martin?
26
fucking years old. Why didn't he turn off the reverb when he asked him to turn off the reverb, Andrew? Give me this.
Oh, God.
He lost his attention. Does my check clear?
Oh, my.
Hold on. Let's take this. Hello?
Put it on speaker.
Yes, Rob. Speaker. Hold on.
Put it on speaker.
Yes, you're on speaker on the podcast, Rob.
I just got here.
Oh, you're here?
Yeah, I just pulled up.
Okay, would you like us to play you, like, if you were coming into the studio?
Let me do the song that I want with the band right now with a little reverb.
Oh, but let's take a break.
Okay.
Play Robin, and then we'll do that. Is that cool? So, Rob, would you like us to play you in big time or small time? You decide.
Big time.
All right, I'm going to treat it like if you were on The Tonight Show then. I'm going to have to do some quick call-ins. Okay, we'll let you in right now. Ladies and gentlemen, someone you're never going to hear of again. He'll never be on television. But he's my friend Rob, everybody. Rob, play him in. Rob. Here we go.
Your friend just came in.
Yeah, everything's good.
Yeah, he brought beer for everybody.
He did. Well, we have some beer over there, but did you want a beer?
Yeah, have a beer. Have a beer, buddy. Yeah, have one. Go for it.
Tim Walsh, drinks.
How are you with, I guess, never mind. No, we're moving on. Judd Apatow's right.
Okay.
The things you did in the past that made me sick, we don't need to talk about. And I used to get disgusting watching. Well, I didn't want to say it on the air.
Jesus.
When I used to watch you going off like that.
Really?
No.
I know.
I thought I already went out on a limb and said how hell I was like. Yeah. But, you know, no doubt. I mean, you know, he threw up on my grandmother.
No, I didn't.
Why don't we do... Hold on.
How does this show work? Do you just talk forever and go on? And no, not like that. Not like that. I'm just saying, is there no format?
What are we doing here?
Haphazard.
Yes.
It seems wild. It seems like there's a structure because we got the band.
There is a structure.
But yet it's wild.
What I like to do, sometimes when I have guests, mm-hmm. I don't... Can I have that bottle? Anything? I'm very... is that empty?
No, you're anal.
I am a little bit.
Yeah. Did you hear Tim put that beer bottle down on the table so hard?
That's okay.
That was like...
We can put it on
that bothered me.
Tim, you're fine. I want you... You seem like a good soul. He's got a good energy.
He is really great, but put that bottle down again the way it did. No, do it the way you did it. He went like this.
Right.
Like the microphone's right here. Right.
I didn't want to say anything.
But you didn't need to. You made a face.
Well, no. It's everybody. Andy, it was you too before, in all fairness.
What did I do?
You were putting bottles down pretty heavy. Yes. Jesus Christ.
You're right.
Your poor friend Tim, what did he ever do to hurt anybody but be a wonderful guitarist?
He really is, by the way.
Is he going to play with you?
Did you bring your guitar? Or can you borrow? Ooh, is that weird? Sometimes guitar players are weird about their guitars. They don't want somebody to touch their guitar.
Well, maybe you shouldn't say weird about their guitars. It'd be like maybe it's like for a reason. Like they've lent it to a lot of people. Like weird seems like there might not be a legitimate reason behind it. Am I fair? Am I being fair? Am I defending you properly? Because he doesn't fucking know. He's a loose cannon, Andy Dick. He'll take your guitar and shove it up his ass. We'll take a break.
I don't play guitar. I wouldn't borrow it. Tim would borrow it.
I know. I'm teasing.
Tim can play any song under the... On our way here, we passed by, I think it was the El Rey. There's a long line. Guess who's playing tonight? John Fogerty.
That'd be fun to see.
I said, on the way back, let's stop in. Let's see if I can use my invisible passport to get backstage and meet John Fogerty.
That's where I did my...
that's one of his idols.
That would be a great show. And also,
that's where you did your what? Your one man...
I did my 1 hour show there.
You did?
And I'm so glad I picked that place.
That's a gorgeous place.
I saw the awesome. Nokia downtown, and I almost said yes to that. I don't know why. I didn't know. I wasn't even thinking. And then I went and saw...
But the El Rey is classic.
Oh, it's so warm. Cool. And it seems big, but yet it's intimate. Right.
I would have loved to have seen your one-man show.
It wasn't a one-man show. It was just my stand-up.
Okay, but that's like a one-man show.
Well, here's the way my stand-up opens up every night. I always walk out on the stage and some sultry music comes on. I go, tell me if you think this seems like a one-man show.
Let me see.
Hey, everybody. My name's Todd Glass. I was born in Philadelphia to Paul and Maureen Glass. My father was in the shoe business and my mother was a whore. She sucked dick to put us through college and loved every second of it. My father would come home and ask her to fuck less guys so she could spend more time with the family. And she'd look at him and she'd go, I can fuck anybody I want, mister. That's right. She was a sultry whore. And she fucked her way to the top and eventually got her nursing degree and became a lawyer. And my father drew...
You're out of your fucking mind.
I am a little bit out of my mind right now. Can I tell you the best thing about my mom, though?
What?
She gets that sense of humor. Like, I would never have to worry. Like, at one time, a long time ago, my mom had she had a retail store that'll clean it up. Mm-hmm. And I know my...
Clean it up.
That'll clean up explaining what her job...
What did she really...
a reptile shop, and they sold... Here's why I don't like to say pet shop.
That's okay.
I don't like to say pet shop.
There's
nothing
wrong with the pet shop.
You'll understand why in a second. Because they didn't sell dogs in cages. And whenever I think... I don't want anyone to think my mom's had a pet shop because she wouldn't want dogs in cages. So here's what
she
did.
They were reptiles.
She had reptiles. She had cats.
Hamsters.
I don't think any hamsters.
Okay, no rodents? Even to feed the reptiles?
I think probably. Yeah, they had big lizards and stuff.
They probably did.
And they would have... So anyway...
I loved pet shops growing up, by the way.
So did I.
I lived in them.
But I felt bad for them.
I didn't.
The animals?
I wanted to buy them, and I loved animals.
I begged my parents to buy me a dog at a pet shop, and the word out on the street when I was younger... To George Carlin, this is true. Although my mom denies it now, and so do all my brothers... I bought a dog's name was Little One, and I overheard my family saying that I pet it to death.
Is that true?
Well, I think I might have...
Like Lenny and Mice and Men, you big...
Well, here's what happened. I asked my mom later. I know I'm a full-grown adult now.
Wait, did it die, really?
It did die, but here's how I asked my mom.
You pet it to death?
Listen, here's what my mom said years later. I swear to God, to George Carlin, this is a true story. I asked my mom years later... Honestly, I go, remember that joke? I used to know Michael and Spencer, Todd pet the dog to death. Like, she goes, you didn't pet it to death. Now, I asked her 2 years ago about this. She goes, it was a little puppy, and we probably, in hindsight, had it too early. You know what I mean? When it needed to be, you know,
she's trying to make you feel better.
Exactly.
About it.
Exactly.
You really
by the way,
pet it to death.
So here's what she said, though. After she told me what she said, at the end of it, I did what you just did. I went, I basically pet the dog to death. But here's the way... Here's the way my mom explained it to me 2 years ago when I'm a full-grown adult. It is a little different, to be honest. Like, the explanation did make me feel better. I didn't pet it to death nervously, like, and pet it to death till it was bald and bleeding.
I don't know.
No, here's what happened. You don't know.
I don't know.
The dog...
I mean, look at your it needed nervous to sleep. Energy now. Think of you back then when you were six.
Dogs?
I could just see you go, oh.
No. It was very good.
It needed to sleep and what?
Dogs need to sleep. So I wasn't necessarily petting it, but they need to sleep a lot. And I was playing with it, and it liked to play.
Oh.
But of course they like to play. They don't know that they need to rest.
You would never let it sleep.
It slept at night, but...
It died of no sleep.
No, it slept from like 10 o'clock at night till 7, 8 in the morning. It slept.
Uh-huh.
But a puppy that age needs to sleep throughout the day, too.
It was exhausted.
It was
like, fuck this guy. Let me sleep. No, that's a grown dog.
No, that was my impersonation of my... We always had dogs growing up. I'm going to do this quick because I've done it on the show once.
Yeah.
But no lie, this was me growing up in my house all the time. When we didn't have company, I need things calm because of my head. So a lot of times I would ask my mom, even as a kid, Mom, can we please, we're having company, like if we were having a Christmas dinner and people were coming over, even when I was 14 or 15, I go, can we please put the dogs away? because sometimes she'd want to leave him out. And most of the time she'd go, okay. Well, Patton was a Doberman, who I loved, but she fucking was so goddamn stubborn. So it would be involved. Can you put the barking through the speakers? And here's would be me. Yep.
This would be me.
I would go into the other room. Like, we'd be in the living room and we'd hear the dogs. So, and we'd be all eating at the dinner. And it wouldn't bother anybody but me, but I'd hear, you know, she was at the door. She wanted to get out. And then I'd excuse myself from the table.
Uh-huh.
And here's what you would hear. Me go into the other room.
Patton, stop it. Patton, stop it. Stop it. Patton. Patton, stop it. Come here, girl. Come here, come here. Come here, eat some of this. Here, have this. Stop it. Stop it. Just stop it, please. Okay? Okay, good. And then I'd feel bad and I'd hug her. You know, I'd be like, nice dog. Then I'd go back to the table. And I'd go back. Fucking stop it! Fucking stop it, please! Fucking stop it! You have to understand!
But you were the one that wanted the dogs to be put away.
Yeah, because if they weren't put away, it was worse because then they would jump all over everybody.
It's just psychotic.
But I loved it.
It's
I grew up with dogs
on every level.
It is.
And
so
you
anyway,
you pet your first one to death. That's really crazy, buddy. Oh, buddy.
I wish I had a George Carlin interview. You know that, like, I mean, technically, but that's not what I did. Like, right?
Well,
I don't want to have to call my mom again. You know why? Because first of all, I'm a full-grown adult. At least I'm not saying mommy. That's always scary.
You didn't mean to. You're not a malicious guy, and you really didn't mean to. You wanted to play with the dog. You had more energy than a puppy.
No, I had another.
It's the bottom line. You have more energy than a puppy. You still do.
Right. That's all I'm trying
to say.
That's
a good thing.
That dog was weak.
Couldn't keep up.
And it couldn't keep up. And you know what happens? You know what they say?
Yeah. Well,
sure you do.
All dogs go to heaven.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, Jesus Christ.
That's good. What can I absolve you of all that? That's
Thank
fine.
You.
I wish people would do that.
You know what Jed Apatow told me?
What?
He said you should tell more people that dog story so they know what you were like in the past. And then he said that's the opposite that I told Andy Dick.
I said, wait. So what? Why does it say?
Well, Judd.
Because that was a guest one. That was like your best guests, and you just won't erase that.
No, they haven't been on yet.
Oh, they haven't been
on. Well, here's what happened.
So he didn't tell you that. That was a lie.
No,
he didn't. Half of the things you say are lies, and then half of them are truths.
If I ever...
Nobody knows which is which.
Not true. It's the other way around.
I don't know. I don't know
sense.
Hey, no. Can I ask you a question?
Let me answer your question though first.
I didn't ask one.
Yes, you did. You don't even remember. You said half of what I do is the truth, and the other half.
That was a statement.
Well, let me fix it.
Okay.
Could you do me a favor and re-ask me? Make it a question.
Are half of the things you say true and half of them false?
All righty, I'll answer you. But first, we'll take a break. We'll play this.
I knew it. Special.
All right, we have one more thing to play. We have to get the business out of the way, and this is true. Let's play it through the house so everybody hears.
You have a giant contraption.
The Todd Glass Show.
Wow.
Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Is that true?
That is true. Wow. There's no such thing.
Yeah. Podcasters Association of America.
My mom, I feel bad sometimes. I think it's funny to make podcast jokes to my mom, but she, you know, when I go home, I don't want to make it sound like I live with my mom. I'm a full grown adult.
When you
I
go home.
When I go home to Philly and I stay with my parents. She's remarried.
Oh, when you go home.
And I told her, I go, they canceled my podcast. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. I go, Mom, you can't cancel a podcast. She goes, I don't know podcasting jokes. And I'm like, you're right. Leave her the fuck alone. Like, I go, Mom, I'm not on after Mark Maron anymore. They moved my podcast. That was the joke I made because I thought it was funny. I make it to everybody else. She goes, oh, why'd they do that? I go, they don't, Mom, you just listen to part. Yeah. My stepdad, he goes, Tom, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Leave your mother alone.
Yeah.
And then they go in the room.
Uh-oh. They have sex?
Yes. No, I don't know what they do. I don't think they do. My mom just turned 70. I think Steve is 60. Just turned 60.
Well, you're lucky that you don't have to worry about, you said earlier that you don't have to worry about offending them. That's good. Because, you know, a lot of comics do.
You know what's funny you say that?
I never had to worry.
You never had to worry?
Nope.
Me neither.
Because they were dead. But, I mean, it's not funny, but they were
dead. You know,
Andy Dick.
There you go.
God.
What, that's appropriate.
But seriously, I didn't. It was almost like, as a comic, when they died, it was like, you know what? We're out of here, and you can do whatever the fuck you want.
How old were you when they died? Seriously.
Like, early 20s.
That's disrespectful. Hold on, and I need to deal with this. Chris?
Yes?
That's not funny. We're not one of those stupid morning shows that does shit like that. Yeah, okay, you're right. Seriously.
Wait, what was that sound
I killed
effect?
A puppy.
He killed a puppy. He pet it to death.
Oh, he doesn't have headsets.
You can't hear it?
No, he can't. Oh. Okay, hold on. Let's go back to the show.
Todd Glass. Todd Glass, when he was a child, literally pet a puppy to death.
Little One. That was her name, Little One.
It was just, it was so
I
tiny.
I swear to God, that was
it
her
was
name.
So tiny. Was
to
it?
George Carlin.
How big was it?
Her like, name was Little One.
It was no, a she little, because it was a little one. Obviously, it got the name because it was so little. Yeah. It was like the runt of the litter. It was tiny, it was weak, and you fucking pet it to death.
Can I be honest? That works, too. It's the worst horror movie in the world.
You murdered it.
Let me tell you something. You took that little puppy named Little One, and you pet it to death.
But, Andy, I got to tell you this to feel better about myself.
But don't worry, I already absolved you.
You did, and yeah. I think you're genuine when
yeah.
you say that.
Yeah, you did not mean it. Right.
Now you can make any joke you want. As long as I know from your heart, you know, I didn't pet it to death. I pulled
I
it around.
See it does bother you.
Well, because I don't want to think I killed anything. I did pull it around in a red wagon endlessly. That's a true story.
But it wasn't dragging behind
no,
it.
No. I had a blanket in the wagon, and I just pulled the dog around the neighborhood. And
after it was dead? You're a weird one, Todd Glass.
Well, I didn't. Well, you can't make up shit about me then call me weird.
You are weird.
The part about me pulling it around the wagon, that was true. But I had a blanket
in it.
But
it was alive.
It.
But it was alive.
Yeah, it was alive. And then I don't know how my mom just told me it died. She goes, it was. They made up some reasons over the years. I can't believe we. Look, this isn't about me and my dog.
You know
dog.
What? Can I tell you something? And this is a true story.
And then will you sing after that?
Yeah, but I'm not a good singer.
I brought all these guys
I'm
just
I'm a worse
for
singer than I am dancer, believe that.
Have you heard me sing ever?
Well, yeah, I did earlier
yeah,
today.
Yeah, that's the best I can do, and that's
it
just
it was like
that.
A speaky Rex Harrison kind of talking musical singing. So that was good.
Thank you very much.
When I was young, I must have been about six. This is true. I had a full-grown dog. We always had dogs too, but this dog was full grown. It was like a black kind of lab mix. Her name was Lady. I remember the dog. Mm-hmm. And I was a little kid, not even in school yet, and I was playing toss with the dog where you toss the ball and it runs and it gets it, brings it back. I'm not kidding around. I tossed the ball across the street. The dog ran to go get the ball and not only got hit by a car, but got smushed by a car. I saw the eyes pop out. I remember the old car from like the 60s. The guy stopping. I can picture the guy in a suit like this, like all thin tie.
Was he
like,
hot?
Like madman. I don't remember that.
I'm kidding. Come on. I can't make jokes anymore.
And he gets out and I remember it like it was yesterday. And he said, was that your dog? And I just looked at him and then just screamed at the top of my lungs and couldn't stop. And so basically I killed our family dog.
Oh,
that has haunted me forever.
That's
a true story.
Because you know what? That's your first. That might have affected you more than even if your grandmother died, because there was a different relationship.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
I forgot about it all this whole time. We've been talking about you horribly killing that puppy. I can't believe I was blocking it. I just finally, maybe that's why it finally came up.
You know,
it was meant to come up.
My dad was a good dad, even at the surface, but he wasn't. There wasn't all the lessons I learned from my dad till after he died when he was 47. And now when I look back, I really remember now why
how
he
old
was.
We are.
Yeah, right. He was 44 when he died. I'm sorry.
Oh my god! And of a heart attack.
Of a heart attack. And yeah, he had open heart surgery when he was 30.
You had a heart attack.
Yeah,
and had surgery.
But I take care of myself.
I was going to say, do you please?
Yes, I do. And I didn't have open heart surgery. I just had the angioplasty.
When did you start smoking pot?
Oh, well, I started smoking pot probably when I was 30. That's when I really started getting
late.
Into it.
Yeah, I started late. When I was 17 and stopped a few years ago. But I think pot is probably helping you. calm down.
It doesn't calm me down, but that's my favorite thing in the world to do.
Well, there's two kinds of pot. Doesn't help you?
No. Well, here's what I say. Now, look, I always feel like I'm apologizing for smoking it. I'm not. I just, even on a silly note like this, I don't want the audience ever to think, first of all, we don't care if Todd smokes pot 7 days a week, but just why does he always deny it? He's high on the show all the time. And I get if somebody thought that, but this is the truth. Yeah. I don't smoke during the day ever, just because I'm not a functioning pot smoker. So the pot does get out of my system. And I probably smoke around 3 to 5 times a week. That's a solid number. That means I smoke a lot. On the average show, I'm high. But it's enough not to smoke. Does that make sense? That I get high when I smoke, and it's an experience every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the amount I smoke, I enjoy it still. So
indica or sativa?
The energy kind.
The sativa.
Yeah.
I can tell, yeah.
But
like,
it's...
It really brings you up.
Yeah, that's you're fun kind... to be around when you're high, because you're very, you know, you're very...
I'm fun to be around when you're high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you have a good energy.
Yeah. I used to love to smoke sativa only.
I couldn't do that.
That's what you're smoking.
Oh, the energetic
stuff. The energetic.
I like to have a cup of coffee and smoke pot.
I used to love it. But I used to smoke it all the time to the point where it stopped working.
Yeah, that's
what. But it took 10 or 20 years.
Oh, well, maybe I will start. I have 20 years left. I
can gotta keep smoking it.
Oh, oh, where's Lord. The, where's the, where's this thing?
Andy Dick. That's like, this sounds, it's like the 70s. Is that like a 70s feel?
Andy Dick. You asked what I normally do on the show.
What?
Well, maybe some of it, like, I'm not doing because I don't, like, what's that?
He fucked up.
That's okay. There's no fucking up. This is a comfortable.
What do you normally do on the show?
Well, I was going to play this song that I thought it would be funny and then turn off when it says lady in the song and then sing it like Jerry Lewis because it says lady in the song. So I heard it in the car and I thought maybe that'd be fun. But then when there's a new, like, somebody I know but don't know that well in a way, I go, maybe I'll do that next week. Yeah. But. Yeah. I want to hear you sing first.
Okay, what song?
Can we put this up here? How about if you, or do you want to do...
That's like a karaoke
thing. I
like
when you did those riffs before with the band. Can you do
it? I'm feeling like
get some reverb.
Singing a song. A song is coming into my heart. I feel like singing a song. No, I got nothing.
You know what? It's beautiful.
I can't.
Now the pressure's on.
Well, I can't improvise a song. They asked me to do that show. What is it called? Whose Line Is It Anyways? Yeah. I said,
it's hard for me to do that, too.
You
I liked
did it?
To,
did you
no,
do it?
I would never
I said
do.
No.
I don't like to improvise.
I wouldn't be able to do the song part.
I don't like to dance. I don't like to improvise. I killed a dog, and I like pot, and that's all I do.
That's Todd Glass, folk.
Can you put up When You Walk?
I don't know it.
Well, I'm going to... okay, well, maybe there's something up here you know. Can you put something up here?
That screen's blank.
Is there anything on there you would do?
Can you read
that? Would you rather do a song with the band or someone that a song you wrote? I'm doing background noise. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Oh, I love... Margaritaville to me is
you
one
think
of my...
You could do that?
I think I can because it's one of my favorite songs ever. I think it's a perfect song.
If the band, if you guys want to come in with some whatever you got, it's
what's his
good.
Name?
If
Jimmy
not,
Buffett.
He's great, ain't he?
He made a living. He made a whole
Did you say Diarrheaville?
A lifetime of money on that song. Because then he came out with the Margarita Mix and you can do a Margaritaville cruise.
How about his restaurant chain?
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. He's got a restaurant chain. The guy you write one song and you can live on that song forever, then you did well.
One song.
What is it? Let me hear that.
I killed you, little one. You want to hear a little bit of it?
Sure. Let's hear it. I killed you, little one. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, little one. Sitting in that wagon, little one, let me play with you. Oh, little one, when I saw you, we knew we shouldn't take you home so soon. But I told my parents I'd do right by that puppy, and it was hard for me to stop petting it. I saw the life being sucked out of its eyes, but I couldn't stop petting it. That's all I got. You can't be gone. They're gonna have to pry this little fucking dog from my hands. It's not dead, it's sleeping. Oh, little one, little one.
Thank you.
It's a true story.
That was good.
That's a true story.
Did that one ever chart?
Here's Tom. Did you get injured on Dancing with the Stars?
So I did.
After all that, I couldn't think of another question. Wait, did you do the back two-step?
So my
did you
feet...
ever dance to the Fratuzzi?
My feet hurt so bad that my son did that. And then one day I said, you know what? The ice thing isn't working, and there's some. I think I broke my foot. I think the right foot is broken. And I told my dancer, and she was hardcore. Her thing was, she said two things: no excuses, and eat nails. Eat nails is just like, man up. It's an Australian phrase, yeah. I think. She's from Australia. Sharna Burgess, wonderful woman. The only person that I could have done this with. She took me through the hardest thing I've ever done.
So Andy, are you saying that my question was a pretty interesting one then?
It really is. It is, because it represents, it really is. No, it is. Todd shouldn't be so harsh on you.
I don't think so either.
It's like I am with my friend Tim. But, so I understand.
No, I
get the dynamic. I know you love him and you're just making fun of him.
Right.
But it really is a good question.
I love you for knowing that.
Well, but I want to answer it because it's the best question ever. Well, no, they have asked it, actually.
Okay, but here's why it's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Because people don't realize that. Hold on, Andy. It's more important to talk about the question.
But can I tell you, I must have liked the question. Don't you see what I really did? I wanted to know, too, but I made it look like he wanted to know.
I know, like the trolley.
Right.
Yeah, let's get the trolley in on this.
Oh.
What does he say?
An early birthday present. Tell your story.
I don't care.
No, the trolley.
He wants the trolley.
What? Yes, it's going to be a birthday and a Christmas present. Is that okay? He said he wants to hear it.
It's a present for the trolley?
The trolley's birthday is December 18th.
Mine's December. Oh. Mine's the December 21st. This could be a birthday present for both of us.
It could be. So.
Yeah,
yes.
I agree.
He was 7th. He was on the 7th.
Where'd
on.
You meet that guy?
The trolley was from Mr. Rogers' show, and when the show ended, the trolley wrote me a letter.
Actually,
he sent me a voice memo.
Let me hear what it said.
Right here.
Go ahead. Oh. That's so nice.
Yeah, all right.
He loves your show.
Let's honestly hear the story.
He took tracks all. He made. Did he get over here?
I don't know. I love that you want to know. No, don't. It's a good picture. It's like you're very. That's.
Yeah, I know.
Tell a story. Good.
So you had
an
injured foot.
I said I can't go on. This was in the first week, and it was the night before our first dance. It was the night before the first dance. Okay, can you get this? It's the night before our first dance. And all week I've been saying, my feet, ow. And then finally this one, it was throbbing. I couldn't walk on it. And then I looked it up. What are the signs of a broken foot? You can't walk on it. You can't put pressure on it. You can't walk on it. And I said, well, it's broken. And I laid in bed and I cried myself to sleep saying, I'm out of the contest. I'm out of the competition before I even start the first dance. I'm out. I let everybody down. I'm out. And then
what
Sharna,
week is this? I'm sorry.
Before the first dance.
Oh, Jesus.
So Sharna Burgess said, eat nails. She said, if it hurts that much, I can't do an Australian accent, but go to the doctor and get an x-ray. And so I did. I got an x-ray. And there was something wrong with it, but it was just these little cysts. Do you know what? I don't even
know. Calcium deposits.
Yeah, something that got aggravated, and it's nothing. It wasn't that big of a deal. My point is that it was psychosomatic. It was really mostly in my head.
Oh, because you would have loved to be told you can't dance anymore. Because then you had, well, it sounds a little dramatic, doesn't it?
No, but it really was.
You can't dance anymore.
Yeah, you're going to have to bow out.
Yeah, no, you would have liked to hear
like
someone
go. Like Dorothy Hamill did. She did.
But she had
to. She had a hip thing, yes. But I had to.
Well,
I went to the doctor, and I was sure they were going to give me a pass to get out.
Andy, when you were dancing, could you feel it at all, though?
Yeah, like, yeah. They legitimately hurt.
But even during
especially
the competition?
That thing didn't go away for 2 weeks, but it slowly went away little by little by little until it was completely gone. By the end of the competition, my foot was completely fine. It was in my mind. But I made it real. The pain, it was in my mind, and then it became a physical real pain. That's a true story. Yeah.
You would have liked to hear this happen. Wow. You would have liked to hear, by the way, I'm going to kill my friend Troy. I'm going to kill him.
What?
Because he brought, first of all, he knows that, again, a good friend of mine that I love so much. It's not his fault, but I'm going to blame you because I have to. You understand? He brought Pop Rocks in, and he kept putting them in front of me. I know how bad he wants me to use the Pop Rocks.
Every time when I came in, he held up box of like,
and then
he moved the bubbles.
He moved them closer and closer to me.
He waved them to me.
Then I finally opened them up because I was going to do a bit, but then I put them back down. So when I picked them up, Pop Rocks, and the listening audience knows how I am, how organized I like shit.
They spilled everything.
No, that's the second thing moving of microphones.
There's one all
so
the way
we can't,
over here.
So go to there. Is there something you wanted to say?
I have to go to the bathroom.
No, I thought you were going to do an interview with the Pop Rocks.
He was going to do
I
that.
Know. You had something in your head, but now there's Pop Rocks everywhere, and it's the most
we'll
filthy I've
up.
Ever been.
We'll clean it up.
Troy, you know me. This is not your car.
When I got to pee.
All right, go ahead. Go to the bathroom.
I got to stand up.
Where's my fucking reverb? I'm out.
Right, go to the bathroom. We'll talk while you're gone. We have to go in for the close. Are you guys all right for a little? I didn't know we had a out at 9, but we'll go in for the descent right now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do it. This is Joey Scazzola used to do this. He said, "Oh, back when they're answering machine messages, he goes, if you don't have an answering machine, you can't afford one." Like, first of all, I love a bit that involves someone not being able to afford an answering machine. How poor are these people that they can't afford an answering machine? But you never know. Maybe they can afford Pop Rocks though. Every time the phone rings. But anyway, it was a great bit, and I don't mean to make fun of Joey Scazzola because he was very funny. I think he passed away. Anyway, he absolutely didn't. That's why that's very funny. He lives in where?
Sacramento.
Yeah, I liked him. Yeah. He was funny.
He was great.
Seriously, I don't like to make jokes, sarcastic jokes about someone dying unless they know it's totally absurd. Like it's like me saying, oh, "How's Andrew Furtado? I think he passed away." When you're so alive and healthy, you look great, Andrew.
Oh, thanks.
What do you use, a scrub? Anyway, so here's the bit. The phone rings. Hey, Scott. I can't talk to the phone right now. How do you do the bit with your mouth full of Pop Rocks?
I don't even know.
It's like it's like James Adomian doing the old timey music, how they sounded. Waltzing down the street.
The Pop Rocks is
do
like,
an all Pop Rock interview. Common. What's common
that
mean?
Means come on.
You want everyone to No.
Come on.
Troy, you know I love you to death. I can't believe you're over there with a magic marker. It's bothering me that you had to over he writes do an all Pop Rock interview, and then he goes, come on, and he obviously he went over the C, the M, the come on, like come on, like he wrote over it three times, like that would emphasize it to me. Like normally if he just write do an all Pop Rocks interview, come on. But he didn't want me to read it like that, so he kept writing over, like he wrote C and then he went over it like eight times, he went over the M eight times, he went over the O eight times, the N. So it's supposed to be do an all Pop Rock interview.
Because
come on.
Your initial response was gonna be no, because I'm gonna spill the Pop Rocks again.
Yeah, well that's why. All right, listen. What's this song here? We're going in for the close, Andy.
Okay, let me ask you, do you edit this down?
I want not very rarely, but sometimes I'll neaten something up, but
yeah,
very
just,
rarely.
You just let it play out.
You know why I learned?
What?
Because in the beginning, I would make the edits mostly were just like it took us a minute to find a song, so we'd clean it up. But then sometimes if I thought, well, we got lost. But then I realized getting lost is part of the journey, and I hope I'm right because now we edit virtually very little.
And then where is your podcast on like the iTunes charts?
Here's what somebody told me, and it's and maybe it's just I'm leaving a wide opening for myself. It can go from like 38 to 88, right in that range. Right. As long as I'm in the top 100, I'm always happy.
That's great. And then that probably depends on the guest.
No, like, that's what's great. It's not a guest-driven show. Wow. And I didn't want that because let me tell you, I really want to enjoy this. I'm over-explaining this to you.
No, this is what I'm interested in.
I really enjoy doing this. Yeah. And when there's a guest that can come on, I love it because it's like... With you today, it's fun. Paul F. Tompkins. I don't want to start listing everyone because then you leave one. But there's guests that come on and they really get it. Like Jen Kirkman, Eddie Pepitone, and you're comfortable with them, so you can you can be yourself.
Yeah.
And I love that. But I don't want the pressure of needing a guest every week.
So you have shows with no guests.
We can do it every way, and I like it. Sometimes
how
it's just
often do you not have
once
a guest?
A week? Oh, how often? I would say 75% of the time
there's no guests.
No guests.
Oh. Almost like. A pain in the butt.
No. The guests that come on are because once you realize, okay, we don't need guests. We can do it by ourselves. But guests are just when you want somebody that you think will fit into the energy of the show.
Frosting. You know what? Can I be honest with you? I really do wish that I was for this show and your energy. I wish I was in one of my drinking modes. It would be fun.
I'm not going to lie. First of all. Lying will not be your road to recovery, so I'm not going to lie either. I see what you mean, but you know what?
I mean?
Be so fucking proud of yourself. Because let me tell you something. There's people, it sounds corny, but I told this to my nephew and he was going through problems like that. I said, the advantage of being clean is people look at you, and you should take this in and you should know it. It's the only fucking flip side about having a past of whatever you did. If someone out there is listening, addicted to whatever they were addicted to, when people see you're clean, they look at you like a superhero because it's fucking hard. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's fucking hard to be clean. So people, when I hear somebody, I go, how long have you? I know what you mean. You don't want to give a number on it. With my nephew.
It's been a long time since way last year.
Well, you know what?
Pushing a year.
When my nephew hit 2 years, I didn't realize it. 2 years says a lot.
That's
it means
a lot.
You have said a fucking lot.
Uh-huh. I had 2.5 years once.
You did?
Yeah. 2.5 years. I had a year once. Then I had 9 months once and six months and 3 months. But they're all different times.
I was going to say that you can do 3 years or 5 years. People relapse after 10 years. But
stay sober for 20 years and then shoot their heads off.
That's
all
fun.
Kinds of things happen.
Well, now you're just trying to be funny.
No.
What if that was you trying to be funny?
Do that thing. No.
Hey. Andy Dick is in the studio. There we go.
I knew a guy that had 20 years sober, and he was just so frustrated. He went out back of his own yard and shot his head off.
We have to go in. How do we go in? I don't know
what to do.
Well,
you wanted me to do Margaritaville.
Oh, yes. Let's go. Let's do it. We're going in for the close.
Living on
the band said they have a heart out.
I know the words.
All of a sudden.
I love this song. But let me put them up on the screen.
You ready?
You can slowly bleed in the real band. Living on, where's the words?
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists are covered with oil. I'm strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp dip, they're beginning to boil.
I didn't ever knew those words.
Hey, everybody.
They're beginning to boil. I'm not done.
I know.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost shaker of salt.
This is the part I love right here. He goes,
some people claim that there's a woman's blame, but I know it's nobody's fault.
See, the first one he said is it's nobody's fault.
Oh,
the second one he goes, it could be my fault. I don't know the reason. Hang on, listen, you gotta listen to it. It's great.
I stayed here all season. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo.
I really sound like shit, but that's okay.
You're doing good.
But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue.
Andy Dick.
Because I was so drunk.
Look, horns. Let the horns.
Wasting away again in margarita.
Let the horns take around.
Those are Todd Glass's real live horn band.
Some people claim there's anyone to blame.
Uh-oh. Now I think.
I think.
Hell could be my fault.
Our guest is Andy Dick, America. Young America.
I'm not done.
I know. I don't want you to be done.
Flip-flop.
I don't want you to be done.
I stepped on a pop top. That's from the 70s. Yeah. Remember those?
Pop tarts.
Cut my heel. No, a pop.
I know. Keep singing.
Back home, I had a beer can collection in the 70s.
Name drop.
400 beer cans. But there's booze in the blender. And soon it will render. Sorry. That frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Here we go! A wasting away again. Searching for my lost shaker of salt.
Here we go. Listen to this.
Some people claim
that there's a woman to blame. Now I know it's my own damn fault.
See?
He knows it's his fault.
I love that.
Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but it's my own damn fault.
Guys,
the band rocks.
How about a hand for the band?
You have the best house band in town.
All right, everybody.
What are they called? Do they have a name yet?
Five Guys with Instruments.
They're wonderful.
You know what? On the opening of the show, if you guys have like Twitter accounts or whatever, I'll plug everybody in the opening of the show.
Because you guys are phenomenal.
Yeah, I wanted to just...
Phenomenal.
After that, just say goodnight. I feel like we didn't even... You know, we just got started, but it goes quick. But I wanted to end with that. It was so perfect. But I wanted to thank the band before we went into the ending. That was so great, guys.
I want to come
really
back.
Good.
I want to do a show, and we have to do one of two things. Either I have to be high with you, or you have to be sober.
Yeah, I am right now, by the way.
No, I came in here and it smelled bong water.
That was Rob. That's when Rob walked in. I was high before, but I'm not now. Yeah. I can pretty much,
but
hello,
you know
testing
I mean.
1-2, testing 1-2, I'm fine.
Is that the
That's how I do it.
You're right, sober as a deacon. But seriously, let's do it again. I want to do it again because we've had a lot. We have had some great talks, by the way. You don't remember.
I like, first of all, how dare you?
No.
I don't know why I say how dare you. I liked having you on the show today.
It was
a lot of fun. But we will go in for the close here. But maybe you guys can come in. So let me. I don't want to mess up anybody's name. Hey, let's do a professional. You know,
let's
the way they
it.
Do it
let's
when you go to see these people. We always keep the bass. Do they keep something playing when they're doing it, or did they just...
I'm blue on my flip-flop.
Hold on. On drums, ladies and gentlemen, Martin. Nice round of applause for Martin on drums. On guitar, Curry.
I love that song.
There you go. Now everybody bring it down just a little bit.
That's a great
and
song.
And on bass, Max. Max?
What is that song? I love that song.
I love it. Hey, Mike.
What is that?
How you doing over there with your trumpet? There you go. And then last but not least, on sax, Frank on sax, everybody. Frank on sax. Well, that's it. You guys keep playing. We'll go into the sunset. Thanks for stopping by. Andrew, thanks for running the board this week. Very much appreciated. You're a lifesaver. Katie, we wish you nothing but luck. We can't talk about it, but she should be fine. She was in a moped accident. Rob, thanks for bringing by marijuana. Troy, I'll see you next week. Don't be upset about the Pop Rocks. when they went flying all over, you don't know that my blood pressure went up to whatever the highest it can go up to with it before my head blows off and I get mad because there's blood flying all over the room. Young Jake Adams, very much appreciated. I think we're going to see a lot more of young Jake Adams. Tom, how you doing?
Good.
We never got a chance, but it was nice. How many times am I going to...
Tim,
I'm sorry. Tim. Thanks for coming by. You were good energy. And Chris, how about this? Chris Burden here, the son of a bitch, huh? Ain't he great, folks? So I'm going to start traveling with these guys, and I'm going to be the first atheist with a band, like televangelist, but I, ladies and gentlemen, and I preach the truth of love and happiness. Maybe heaven on earth is the people that we meet every day. Good night. That's right. We want to thank you for coming out, even at the improv. I'd be like, for coming out to the improv tonight. Good night. You're proud of you. Can we go into the close one more time? I think I can do a better job. Seriously, one more time, right towards that big climax. I fucked it up right at the end. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest tonight was Andy Dick. How about a little respect for the man? Shows up here with a tie and a jacket and a guitarist, Tim, that we never got to use. But his talent was in the room and appreciated. Next time we'll get to hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, what a marvelous journey we go on every week. A silly ride that I don't take for granted. What a night. This band, let's go out of here in style. Guys, take it home.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.